I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
what up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Oh, my God, that was good.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question, if you're the only one of your kind based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
Oh, man. All right, there we go. Let me put this back in. There we go. Shit. I hit the wrong button. Shit, let's get into this. We got a good show for y'all today. Let me pop in on my little things, and we got a good show for y'all, man. Chat room dogs out there. Want to give a shout out to everybody out there. Let's get some of that music going and shit, and we're going to chop it up like we always do. Here we go. I want to welcome you all to the Man Mindset Show. I'm your host, Dean. Class is in session. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening to the show. I want to give a shout out to all the guys that take the time to listen to the show that want to learn how the game is. We have a very, very good show for you guys today. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening right now. Also, the ladies out there who are listening. Ladies, you know who you are. You know who you are. What's up, girl? How are you doing, guys? Guys, this is the Man Mindset Show. We are here not to tell you how to think. We're here to teach you how to think for yourselves. So, guys, if y'all get a chance, please go ahead and get your notebooks out. Start taking questions, writing down information. But most importantly, gentlemen, ask questions. If you have a question, put a Q. Or if you want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. That is 515-605-9373 is the number. And we're going to chop it up, guys. I hope everything is going good for you this Saturday and all this other stuff. Shout out to my chat room dogs. Like I said before, if you ask a question, we'll definitely put Star in there. And we'll definitely make sure we try to get all the questions. And if you call in, we definitely take the phone calls. Anything y'all have, we have it, man. So let's get it, man. Hey, Alex, that's the world record. We got to break 15. It's 135. So let's see if we can break 135. The world record here is 135. So let's see if we can break the 135. Okay. Anyway, got a great show for you today, man. I hope everything is going good. I hope everybody's okay. Got y'all notebooks out. Let's get into this and what we're talking about. Now, I tell you guys, now this is pretty weird because I know a lot of you guys, when it comes to the game, you're always thinking, and I'm always telling you the biggest problem that you're having in this game is that you're thinking too much. You're thinking, you're overthinking things, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to break down the thinking and all that other stuff. As you can see, when I was riding, I just wrote some stuff on the page. This is how my mind works. Like, I'm driving, just grab a sheet of paper, and I just write some stuff on there. That's what I did. Then I ripped another sheet of paper off, and then I wrote down what I'm about to show you today. See, so I'm just letting y'all know that this is coming off the top of the dome. Nobody else talks about what I'm going to talk to you about. No one else is going to break down what I'm going to break down to you. And we want you guys to get an advantage in the game to understand what it is about for a lot of guys out there. See, change will never come from thinking. And matter of fact, if you think about it, this is why most people are not growing, evolving, or winning in the game, because they are thinking too much about the wrong things. If you look at your thought as a beam of light, like I told you before, or barrels in a canning, you are looking in the wrong place. You've got your guns pointed in that light, pointed in the wrong place, and it is pointed, unfortunately, on your thoughts. And we're going to talk about this for a second, and I want you guys, again, what you're about to see here came this today when I wrote this down. This is what you're about to get, because when I talk to you guys out there, I just don't want to tell you things. I want to do things to get you to kind of get more of an idea of the why, okay? And we will break the why down. And guys, if you have questions, please put a queue for a question. If you want to call in, y'all have the number, 563-999-3056 is the number if y'all want to call in. So we're going to get into it. But let me go ahead and pull it up to show y'all guys what's going on with the average guy. Now, the average guy is when he meets a woman. And we're going to talk about these, but let me pull them up. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Ah, that's right. That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I downloaded it, but I didn't upload it. Damn it, Steve. I'm sorry, guys. I've been coaching and shit like that, so I didn't grab the file. Let me grab the file. Shit. Let me grab the file. I downloaded the file, but I did not grab, but you know what I'm going to do? But wait. I'm going to play this again because I want to explain, because every show I'm going to try to do this at least once before the show starts. And we're going to break this down. So let me play this while I'm getting the files to connect what I'm talking about dealing with the show. So guys, I'm going to play it one more time. Look at this right here. Look. When I tell you guys, you cannot rewrite your story if you can't find the pen, is because too many of you guys, your story is being led by somebody else other than you. And that's part of the problem that most of you guys that really clutter your thinking. See, in order to truly think the way a man should think, is to be able to take an eraser and erase the negative thoughts and rewrite on that chalkboard or whatever you have the things and thoughts that you should have for yourself. But it is hard to do that, gentlemen, when your thoughts are not actually your thoughts. For a lot of guys out there, your thoughts are sometimes the thoughts of somebody else versus your thoughts, and I'm going to explain why it doesn't work out very well. You see, gentlemen, if you think like somebody else tells you how to think, then you're going to keep needing that person around to have you think the way they're thinking. And that's the problem with 98 or 99% of these guys out here who try to teach game. They're trying to teach you how to think like them. What I want to do is I want to show you, let me extract this moment. I want to show you how to think for yourselves. So then you can rewrite the stories and rewrite the laws, rewrite your codes, rewrite your rules and your principles and your narratives and your mission statements, your vision statements, your legacy statements. The only one that can change you is going to be you. It will never be anybody else. But when you don't have the thought process or feeling like I can change, you're always going to look at the fantasy of change. And that's what's happened to a lot of guys. A lot of guys are looking at the fantasy of change versus looking at change themselves. Let me go ahead. I'm loading up the photos right now as we speak. The photos when I was in the car, I'm loading up the photos. The way my mind works, I had to write it down, but once I wrote a few things down, I had the picture in my head. So I got them up now. I put up one. I'm going to put up the second one, and I'm going to explain all this stuff. But this is very important right here, what we're talking about right here. So many guys. Here we go. I got a question right here. Excuse me. K-Dog says, how do you know if you're operating from your own thoughts instead of your own? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I got you. Well, here's it. See, okay. This is a very great question. And I want you to understand. Very great question, K-Dog. Keep game. And let me get this camera right. So y'all can see this 50-year-old motherfucker. All right. Let me explain this. When you see, the problem is, again, this comes to your thinking. The results that you want should not be the results that you want. But your mind makes you think that those are the results that you want. And it's why you're failing, because, and it's going to be a breakdown. I'll break all this down. But what you want is not necessarily what you need in order to get the thing that you want. See, if you continue to not get the results and you don't look at the film, remember, I'm the only one that tells you about the film room every day. You should always look at the film room and always look at what you're doing right versus what you're doing wrong. But again, I'm going to drop some more bombs on you, because like we told you about the three levels of trust, I'm going to explain your three levels of judgment. Now, understand this. I'm just talking about you for right now. But then I'm going to carry that over to the woman. Then I'm going to carry it over to how a man does it and how we win successfully. Now, your greatest problem is in the thought is that you are looking for a result that is like chasing a ghost. It's like December 31st, like I tell a lot of you guys. All you do is you lie to yourselves and look for false results that you really don't want, because it's not about the thought. It's the behavior that should supersede the thought. But see, there is no behavior behind your thoughts when your thoughts are putting you into what I call the three levels of judgment, gentlemen. The three levels of judgment. Let me make sure I pull up the phone lines if y'all want to call in. The lines are open. We got to make sure the lines are open. But let's talk about the three levels of judgment, okay? And I'm gonna show y'all. And what we'll do is we will break those things down. I just give me a second. Let me pull up the three levels of judgment. All right, I'm gonna stop and go. So don't worry about it. I don't want you guys to feel like you're missing it. But Kay, this is a great question. But I'm gonna explain, based off of your three levels of judgment, why you are automatically losing, okay? Because these are the written thoughts that you unknowingly ride off of every time you walk out your door. And these are also the three judgments that you have that is never going to give you your result, because you're too busy focused on these three things versus what it is you have to do. And let me explain. Oops, sorry. And let me explain. Here comes the, let me take the question off. That was a great question. But let me explain through this question. That was a very good question, K-Dog. Very good question, okay? Eric, how do you find your authentic self? I got you. This ties into it, my brother. This ties into it. Because right now you can't see your authentic self, because your mindset is on a surface level thinking, or outside of you thinking. Okay, so I'm explaining that. Very good question, Eric, and it ties into everything you're saying as well. So let me show you guys. All right, so what happens with a lot of you guys? There is three judgments that you have when you see a woman, and some of you don't even realize you have these judgments. And these are the three judgments that we must learn how to rewrite. But we're going to explain it. Okay, I just want y'all to see the three. We're going to start the first judgment. The first judgment is the judgment of self. You see, gentlemen, you cannot grow. You cannot get what you want, and you cannot find your authentic self if all you're doing is tearing yourself down every chance you get. It's telling you that you're not good enough. It's telling yourself that, you know what, I don't have enough money. I'm not tall enough. My thing between my legs is not long enough. I don't have the nice clothes. I don't have the nice cars. I don't have the lifestyle. I don't have the body that, you know, I don't have the muscles, and I don't have the right job. Okay? These are the things. This is judgment number one. The judgment of self. When it's crazy, you don't realize this, when you see that woman, the reason why you fail and the reason why you don't make a move is because of judgment number one. It is a judgment of how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your skills, all right? That's the first judgment. Let's look at the second judgment. The second judgment is the judgment of the woman. For so many of you guys, when you see a woman, because there's no sense of self, because you don't have a standard, no principles or anything like that, your perception, which isn't really your, should be your reality, but it is. That's why I always tell you, you should go into this shit blind. But your perception of that woman is the second reason why most of you fail, because you unknowingly or unwillingly or unknowingly know that you're putting her on a high pedestal based off of just how she looks. You didn't lift up the hood or anything. You didn't test drive it. You didn't even speak to her. You just saw her. You saw her body, and you automatically assume that just because she looks good, she's not a geek. She's not a nerd. She's not a sci-fi chick. She might be shy. She might be lonely. You have no idea, but the judgment you automatically make, now it goes two different ways. The first judgment you make on her is you automatically assume that there is a certain kind of guy she wants. You make the assumption that, oh, she's pretty. She not only does she want a guy like me, but, oh, she's the kind of girl. See that? She looks like the kind of girl that deals with guys who have money. She would never, ever want to talk. Excuse me. She would never, ever want to talk to a guy like me. Judgment. That judgment right there. That's one judgment. The other judgment that a lot of you guys have is that, hey, Reggie, if you got a question, you got to put a Q in there. Right? Read the bottom, okay? Put a Q for questions, a T for texting, okay? Because if you're typing and you don't put a Q, that means you're not talking to me, okay? Because you got to follow directions. That's the key in all this stuff. Second judgment you make on that woman is that you base whatever she's wearing or how she looks or how she's dressed, you automatically assume that she's easy or that she's a slut or that you can get her in bed really fast. So look at that. So far, there are three judgments. There's one on self, and then the one on the woman, that kind of splits into two. It's the perception you have or what you think she is. And then you have the judgment of thinking that she's an easy piece of sex. Okay? And before we get to the third one, let me read this question here. Do you give your number to every girl in hopes that she... Wait, whoa. Come on, brother. I'm not in the hope business. I don't hope for shit. I can hope that the sun, stars, and moon line up and a armored truck with millions of dollars bumps into a squirrel, rolls, and all the money falls at my lap. I can hope all I want. We are men. Men do not hope. We're not in the hope business. But if you listen to what you're saying, this connects to what I'm talking about. Think about the judgment you just placed off of a behavior. But you, instead of just doing the behavior, you've already attached two judgments, and you don't even realize it. And this is how, guys, this is how deep the game is. This is how deep it is. You said, do you give your number to every girl in hopes that she will text you? I don't know her well enough to even give a fuck what she does. I don't hope anything. And if I hoped that she would text me, guys, that's listening. All the guys listen, because this is a classroom. What judgments am I placing, guys? I want y'all to look at the judgment. I want, because we're going to get to the third one in a second, but what judgments am I using? Wait, hold on. And this statement right here, what are the judgments? Just say 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Write down the numbers of judgments in this statement right here that you see. Now, I'm going to get to the third judgment, but what judgments do you see right now? Okay? So let's get back to what he's saying. Hold on. He's trying to say some more shit because he's not clear and concise on what the fuck he's talking about. Okay. Oh, see that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Reg, let me back up because I just read the first part. Reg, okay. This is kind of a question slash a statement. Okay. Do you give your number in the hopes of every girl to text you? That's what she said. My bad. I did. Okay, listen. Okay, Reg, my bad. Reg. Are you asking me what you should say to her? Let me go back to the next question you're asking. Are you asking me what you should say to her? Oh, you didn't know what to say. No, okay. Oh, okay. My bad, Reg. My bad. Excuse me. Okay. But you did place a judgment, though. I'm going to show you. I'm going to answer this question, but I'm going to show you how you place a judgment. You couldn't answer the question to put her on your four. Women are always going to do things like this, and they're going to challenge to see what kind of a man you are. And if a woman, again, that's why I tell you to say intimate, because I'm ready to educate her on intimacy and also elevate her to let her know why I'm even talking to her, to reinforce it, excuse me. A lot of women will say this to you. A lot of women will ask you, do you give your number out to all these women? And the truth is, only the ones that I'm interested in, only the ones that I'm curious about, and only the ones that I want to get to know in a more intimate way, because that's the fucking truth. You see, I don't have those three judgments. So what you see is what I get because I ride off of my behavior, which we'll get to in a second. But a very good question, because I ride off the behavior. So when I'm talking to a woman and she's asking me, oh, so you talk to all the women? Yeah, the ones that I want to get to know in a more intimate way. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm an open book. I mean, I have nothing to hide. Then what are your intentions for me? I don't really know your intentions. I don't even know what my intentions are. Remember, this might be, guys, this might be a 12 minus 8. What are your intentions? Well, it goes back to my 4. I'm always going to get back to my 4. So what are your intentions? Well, I don't know. Listen, yes, I am sexually attracted to you. That's the truth. But sex is not everything to me. Sex isn't everything. And what you're learning is, think about I'm erasing judgments in my head by saying what I'm saying, because I'm not thinking about these things. I'm following the narrative of my bid. But we got to get to the third judgment to connect some of these things, okay? Let me add a quick question. What are your thoughts on long-distance relationship? Okay, Buckeye 22. There's this weird thing, brother. Man, hey. I can't even understand how it works, but hey, bro, peep game. There is this square thing that has wings on it. Oh, wait, there's more. And it has a propeller, well, more like an engine, and you put gas in it, and guess what? You can sit inside, and it will carry you. It will take you from one place to the next. It's the most amazing thing in the world, man. I think they call it aeroplanes. So let me explain your judgment that you have. You've got a self judgment, you've got a woman judgment, and you've got a narrative judgment, because what you're saying to yourself is that, well, if she's somewhere else, then I can't get her. That's bullshit. Because even if she's in another state, you can still land, sea, air, stay on your four, and you can still communicate with her. And the weird thing is, if you're doing it right, she'll buy you a ticket. She'll come see you on a Friday or Saturday, or have you come see her. So, but see, don't look, again, you're judging time, you're judging your age. Look at all these judgments that you have. And I'm trying to show all you guys that are watching how deep the judgments you have for yourself are doing more harm than you are good. All y'all are doing are using judgment after judgment after judgment. But let me get to the third judgment so y'all can understand where I'm coming from. The third judgment is fitting her narrative. And what I mean by fitting her narrative is, for a lot of you guys, because if judgment one triggers judgment number two, that then triggers number three to make you think, okay, I don't know shit about her, but I think this is what she wants me to be. I don't know anything about her, but I think I need to take her out to dinner because she looks like the kind of woman that you got to take out to dinner. And because I don't know what I'm doing myself, I think that's what I got. Do you see how those three judgments are working right now for you guys? Do you see? I hope, because nobody talks about this. Can you see now why it's not working for you right now for a lot of you guys? Because all you're doing is thinking way too motherfucking much. You're thinking way too much. You're thinking way too much about somebody who's not even proven that she could cut your fucking grass. But yet, there's a part of you that feels like you're not good enough. And then you look at her and then you assume that this is the kind of guy she likes. And I told all you guys this. I told all you guys before, and this is very important to understand. I told you guys before, the thing about a lot of these women is that they have no control over how they look, their genetics. Now, don't get me wrong, some can enhance. I didn't say that. But her looks and her body is not her personality. And yet, because of the judgments you have of yourself, of her, and the narrative, you'll always make it about everything outside of herself. And this is why some of you mess up, because you see a beautiful woman. She can be a very shy woman. She could be, again, a nerd, a geek. She can be in the glee club, the chess club. She can just read nerdy books. She can have allergies. She can have all this fucked up shit. But just because she paints her face up and walks like she has confidence, knowing she's fucking insecure on the inside, that the judgment that you make, okay, the judgment that you make is what I'm saying, okay? Wait, is your four square the thing? You got to put a question in that day, man. Is your four square the things that you say when you put your bid in? Well, no. That's a fic. No, I'm always standing on my square, but my bid is a fixed bid. It's not a flexible bid. It's fixed. That means I say it to every woman the same way. I don't change that shit up. Every woman gets the same thing. But, you know, we're answering questions. Guys, y'all can call in. I got you. What if you're trying to get to know the woman and she doesn't know herself the beautiful thing about what I'm showing you is that when you have a blank chalkboard, meaning you have a woman that really doesn't know herself and you don't have judgments on yourself, You don't have judgments on women. And you don't have judgments on the narrative. God, it's like you read my motherfucking mind, Boggs. This is a great-ass question. When you do that, gentlemen, let me show you what happens. What happens is when you do that, brother, she begins to place the judgments on you. Now, we're going to get deep in this. This is deep. I just don't want to say that you don't judge and all of a sudden it happens. I'm going to break all that down to why. But what I'm saying is that her first judgment, she's going to realize that my tactics of the tight bra, the hair, the weave, the makeup, the eyeliner, all the things that I use to cover up my insecurities to make this guy feel like he can't get a woman like me, he's bulletproof. He's bulletproof. They're not working. Second judgment is, who is this man? Because he's not operating like the average guy. She's going to begin to judge you by what? Ladies man, a player. Oh my God, he's got so much confidence. Then judgment number three is, how can I fit my narrative? How can I fit his narrative? What do I do? And the reason judgment three comes in is because if you notice, we're not going at the woman, we're going what's behind, and that is the invite, gentlemen, where the trust and the sexual trust lies. That's where it's all at. But once we get in there, that's when she's going to, quote unquote, fit the narrative, if that makes any sense. Now, what's your question? It was a very great question. But see, this is how deep the game is, okay? Is that, see, a lot of women don't have the substance to maintain a good communication or a good type of relationship with a guy because they're so used to just showing up to the party that they've never been forced to do anything because of the judgments that everybody's making on them. They don't have to do it. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to prove themselves because the judgments are already proven. They're already made about her. So all she does is cake on the makeup, throw on the wig, the eyeliner, the fucking fake nails, fake bra, tight clothes, and waddle her ass to a club, a bar, wherever she's going, and she's already got the high position because all she's got to do is show up. Because no guy out there, go ahead and ask your question, Vaughn, put a cue there, though. But no guy out there is willing to force her to be more than just ass and titties because what you guys don't understand is the reason why women are so insecure is because women are always judging themselves. So someone that judges herself as much as women do because they're insecure, they can smell the behavior of a guy who is just as insecure and just as judgmental, not only in himself, but also judgmental in her, which then forces her to have the walls up when she first meets him because she knows that he's going to already have those three judgments. He's going to have already got those three judgments and locked in. The first judgment is going to be on himself. The second one is going to be on her. And the third one's going to be trying to fit into what he thinks her narrative is. So he's technically trying to read her mind, trying to say, oh, she looks like the kind of woman. She walks like the kind of woman. Oh, my God, the way she just looks like she's better than everybody kind of woman, right? Let me get to this question. Chris, ask this question. So what if she's not into communication with a man because she's so used to just showing up? Again, I keep telling you guys, the way that a woman is going to be drawn to you is either elevating her or educating her, meaning showing her things inside of herself that she has never realized when she's around a man who's always evolving. And it's not just seeing it with herself. It's feeling things that she's never felt before. It's thinking things that she's never felt before. Because every woman is so used to meeting surface level guys that are on the surface level. Basic guys that have those three judgments right there that are surface level. And then when they meet that woman, they're still following the narrative because they're trying to impress her and prove to that woman. So then that's when things become awkward because he's not leading. Remember I showed you the Jill Scott thing. You know, if you can tell me what to do, you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do. And a person that has three judgments like that can never tell a woman what to do. See, I have such an amazing life that the woman I talk to can feel like she's part of that experience the way I talk to her, even though she's not in the experience. And that's what I'm saying to you guys. You see, most women, why does she talk when she's already won? Why should she have a long, drawn-out conversation with somebody that's already kissed her ring, already rode fruit at her feet, and has already kissed her ass? Why, what does she have to talk about? There's nothing to talk about or anything, okay? Yeah, Big L, yeah, there is. There is a lot of them. That's true. That is. But what I'm saying is that because I'm always, now we're going to get into this. See, the reason why, I'm going to play my music. I love my music when I'm going. Guys, I can call if I want to or just put questions. But the reason why 98, take out the gay guys, that's for men. The reason why 98% of you guys fail is because you are so busy judging the woman that you are not building your skills up. You see, there is no judgment when I meet a woman because I don't give a fuck enough about her to even give her a thought of a judgment because I'm working on my shit. My beard, my mouthpiece, my culinary school, my marketing team, my studio, my drug lab. I am constantly working and building skills that make me feel so goddamn cold because I know. See, here's the thing. I know. Remember I told you about bending time? I know the end result. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to always hit that end result, but I know that I'm going to fuck her head up by the way I communicate because I don't communicate like the average guy. Land, sea, air. I don't communicate like the average guy, but I know this much. I know when I see her, it's already over in my mind. Just like when she sees the average guy, she knows it's over in her mind. See, her greatest mistake is she thinks I'm you. So she thinks I'm a weaker opponent. She thinks I'm so caught up in the ass that, you know what, I'm just butter, which then what? Brings the shields down. Shields go down. She thinks she's in control of everything. But what she doesn't know is, see, you're playing chess to her. You're playing checkers to her chess. But when she meets me, I'm playing that Star Trek chess. I'm on like that 3-4 level chess board. I'm not on one board. I've got 3 or 4 levels of boards that I have versus her checkers because she's never met me before. There's no rules on me because she doesn't know who I am, okay? But this is how you improve your mouthpiece. I'm showing you. This is what a lot of y'all guys don't understand. You're not paying attention to what I'm saying. In order to have anything good, the first thing you must do is clean and rewrite the scripts of your life. You have got to find your pen, meaning your fingerprint. That's step one. Because let me tell you something. I can give you a simple answer, but you're not. This is what y'all don't understand, and this is why y'all go wrong. You go to YouTube trying to find how to be a surgeon overnight by watching a YouTube thinking that that's going to help you when it's not. And that's why you're still the same person that you are, because you're not looking for the game for the long haul. You're trying for the quick fix. But you don't understand, regardless of what anyone teaches you, because of these three judgments, you're never going to get it right. Because no matter how many seminars you go to, no matter how many fucking books and e-books and stuff that you read on how to communicate with a woman, if you can't get past these three judgments, you won't be able to use it. You won't be able to use it at all. Because you're so busy looking and judging what's in front of you versus doing the behavior, but you don't have enough confidence in yourself to do it because you don't have any skills. And your mouthpiece may get your foot in the door, but if you don't know what the fuck you're doing to have behaviors to line up with that mouthpiece, then you're not going to get in their bedroom. This is where all these guys out there who don't know game are always trying to give you these quick fixes and these quick ideas and things like that. The game doesn't work that way. It doesn't. I wish it did, but it doesn't. Because you have to find that pin, and you cannot find your pin when you're looking for it outside of yourself. How are you going to rewrite who you are to you when you are always looking outside of yourself to be told on who the fuck you are? You're too busy. But one thing you're not doing is you're not building up the universe, the world, your skills. Everything I'm showing you is to build you, so when you're in front of her, there is no judgment. There is no she looks like this, or she's the kind of woman that looks like she'll be with this kind of guy. And there is no, well, this is the narrative I think I've got to fit in order to get her, which is, for a lot of you guys out there, is be a nice guy and beat around the bush, walk on eggshells, try to be her friend, and fucking try to get her. Like, I mean, I'm just guessing on that. Well, I'm not guessing, but you know what I'm talking about. Y'all are doing it all wrong because of the judgments that you're placing on yourself. Nobody is teaching you what you are hearing right now, because we're going beyond the surface. And once you really are honest with yourself and realize, God damn, as soon as I see, I remember that when I saw, man, I remember I just felt like I wasn't good enough. And it's not bad once you recognize it, because at that time you might begin to accept it. I recognize that when I saw her, I realized, I said to myself that maybe I didn't have the right clothes on, or maybe, or something came up that I said to myself. But then in that split second, as I'm saying this to myself, I saw her and I said, wow, she's so pretty. Wow, she looks like the kind of woman that dates like ballers and guys that have money and guys that go to the gym and guys that drive nice cars. And then if you had the nerve to cut through that and talk to her and she started talking to you, then you're like, oh my God, I can't mess this up. So I've got to fit into what you think her narrative is. And that's what I'm saying to all of you guys right now. Change doesn't come from your fucking thoughts right now, because your thoughts are the reason why you are self-sabotaging yourself. I keep telling you, in the analogy I'm saying, you're in the middle of the ocean. You are poking holes in your boat, and then you're going and grabbing a bucket of water from the ocean and dumping it in the boat. And then you're asking yourself, well, I don't understand why I'm sinking. Because your thoughts are sinking thoughts. Your thoughts are poking holes in that goddamn boat. Your judgments are grabbing the bucket of water and dumping it into the thing. And you don't even understand that, okay? All right? Right. Yes, visitor. Divine. Yes, you've already lost before you even make the move, Warner. Yes, that is absolutely right. You've already lost. And you don't even realize and you don't understand why you lost, okay? You see what I'm saying? Right. God damn, man. You hit, hey, motherfucker. Oh, man, you hitting the, you, God damn, dude. Damn, son. You paying the fuck attention. It goes back to the movie theater analogy I gave you guys. You're so busy judging the movie of your life that you don't realize that there is more than one theater in your building that you don't have to go in that theater. But your thinking is always going to force you in that theater because you're relying on your thoughts versus relying on your behavior and relying on building up your skills. See, your behavior plus your skills override. Remember I told you that a woman's emotions and behaviors override her belief system? Well, your behaviors and your skills override and supersede any negative thoughts or judgments you may have because you already know what you have to do and you just go and do it. Tyler, why are you messaging me, Tyler? Wait a second. Yeah, I missed from Tyler. Fuck, wait. I saw that, Tyler. I saw the invite. Jesus Christ, Tyler. Oh, fuck it. Let me look and make sure, Tyler, you didn't fucking leave a phone number and shit. I saw it, Tyler. I see it. I'm going to show him. Hold on. Fuck. All right, let me pull up the screen so I can make sure I can see it so I can show you motherfuckers. All right, she's talking about come here now with the white, with the wine and chocolate and ice cream. I wouldn't be mad. Tyler says address. She says you have to leave soon. He says on my way. And she says only have the chocolate part. Actually, do have the ice cream. Okay, there you go. All right, guys. What I'm saying is, but see, the problem is, Chris, I understand, but that's the problem. You are doing the exact same thing that the average guy is doing, is that all you're doing is listening. If all you're doing is taking notes and all you're doing is listening and there's no action behind that shit, you're wasting your fucking time. You're wasting your time. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The fact that you have been listening for 6 months is you've wasted six months of your life because you shouldn't be listening. You should be incorporating this shit and doing it. You are not. Thank you. That's it, Mr. Jones. Applying. You are not applying. You are just listening. And a listener is no different from a guy. You might as well not do anything at all if all you do is just listen to shit. Because do what I'm telling you. I keep telling you, you got to build it for yourself. Don't listen. Build it. Okay? Divine, what we got here? Put my bid in today. I created myself. And hell, I even created certain hand movements in my bid. I'm really digging it. Well, that's cool, man. Love to you. Shout out to you, man. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. We're breaking all this down to show you guys the reason why, because most of y'all do not understand that all you guys are doing is self-sabotaging yourselves when you just take notes or you listen. I'm glad you're listening, but I'm not happy the fact that you're not incorporating the stuff that you're learning, big dog. Okay? That's what I'm saying. And what I'm saying, I'll put you in timeout, but listen, if you come in here with silly ass shit, sir, please take your bitch ass out, because these young men here want to learn how to get women versus your weak motherfucker ass trying to be funny. So if you have jokes, take your bitch ass out and go four doors down to the left, because these young men in here want to learn how to be something that you'll never understand till you shut your goddamn ass up and listen. So say something stupid again and watch what the fuck happens. Okay, let me get back. So anyway, like I was saying, gentlemen, let me see here. God damn it. It's like y'all want me to check emails and all this stuff now, man. I'm trying to get this show going, man. Tyler, all right, Tyler. Fuck, Tyler. God, Tyler. Turn it up. Wait, did I press the wrong button? Hold on a second. I don't know if this shit gonna work. I can't hear it. It's coming in now. I'll do it later. I can't hear that thing. I can't hear it. But anyway, yeah, she talking shit, Tyler. I gotta figure out another way to do it, because the Bluetooth thing ain't working, so I gotta figure another way. But I'll figure it out, or I'll make it when I do one of my YouTube testimonial joints. I'll probably put it in there and all this other stuff. All right, so right, but I don't understand. What's your point? Okay, I see. All right, so let me make sure. Okay, so let me show you. I guess you have been listening, motherfucker, but you ask the questions like you ain't listening. But brother, this is in January, February. That's February, man. We're in December, man. You show me something for February, dude. We're in December right now, man. We can't ride off of February like that, man. All right, so let me get back to what I was saying. To you guys out there is that it's all about the skills, okay? All right. And again, what most of you guys don't understand with women, and when it comes to attraction, she's not attracted to what you think she's attracted to. And I think that's where a lot of guys go wrong. Remember, the part of the second judgment that you have about a woman is that you automatically assume that she's attracted to certain kind of guys. Now, please understand, they might like certain kind of body types in a guy, but that doesn't mean that they're attracted to him. Just because you like something doesn't mean that you're attracted to it, okay? Dayman, can you describe the invite? I'll describe the invite. Getting back to what I was showing you to help you understand the invite. The invite comes from the three levels of trust. So once you are able to break three levels of trust in a woman, it's when the game begins to change. So let me see if I can find the three invites that I put in there. I think I got it under ads or phone. I got it on my name, motherfuckers. You guys want to call in 563-999-3056 is the number. Let me see if I had that joint. The three levels of trust. Oh, it's not there. I'm not going to go too much into it because you got to go back and listen to some of the other shows. We break it down. But all right, so what I'm saying right here is this. All right, so bottom line is that every woman that you meet, she does not trust you at all. Like I told you before, just to sum it up, she doesn't trust you at all, and she thinks she's special. It is when you get to between 5 and 1 where you get trust. Now, trust doesn't mean sex. Trust means just flirting with you. Hold on a second. We got a call. Let me bring the call in real quick. Calls come first. Error code 407, sir. How can I help you? What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
As far as being the same, my question 407. Is, talk about
going once, going twice.
Hello? Hello?
All right, call back. Okay, so so what I'm saying is to you guys out there that you got to learn the levels of trust. Once you learn the levels of trust, you're going to be okay. When you learn that, you'll be fine, because with the levels of trust also ties into the judgments that a lot of you guys are making about these women. You, God damn it, 407, man. You better, I hope you answer the phone, man. 407, you there, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, come to the phone, dude. You sound like you're on speaker or something. Can you come to the phone, please?
Hey, can you hear me?
How can I help you, sir? What's up, man?
Yeah, you talk about principles, Dean, and what is really a principle?
A principle is something that it attaches to my laws and my rules that I never break. Well, again, it's attached to a law and rule. So the principle of what you're doing. So basically, I'll give you an example of a principle. So the principle that I'm talking about when it comes to a principle is when you create something, or whatever you choose to do, the behavior that you do, okay? You do it based off of the result that you're looking to get versus trying to do it for the woman. You know, they say it's the principalities of the matter. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Well, okay, then you get some coaching and I can break it down more. But you have another question?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, holler back at me, bro.
Can you repeat it again?
Dude, just go back and listen to the show. Just go back and listen to the show because you're not paying attention anyway. So just go back and listen to the show, man. I don't understand y'all guys, man. Just go back and listen to the show you called in. You called in. I forgot whatever mark it was. 1 minute, 1 hour, and I think it was a 58-minute mark. Just call back and listen to that. See, your principles, guys, but here's the thing, 407. You don't have any principles. None of you got. Wait, let me open you back up. Let me open you back up, 407. 407. All right, let me open you back up. All right, listen, man. Here's the problem. The reason why you don't have principles, you don't have anything, you have no solid foundation. That's part of the principle, okay? Is because you think these women are special. So you can't have a principle, a narrative, a law, a rule, or code, because you still have those three judgments when you meet a woman. So you're kind of going into algebra, but you don't know how to count from 1 to 10 yet. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you're asking about a principle, but what does a principle matter if you have three judgments when you meet a woman, sir?
Good point.
No, I'm asking you, but I'm not trying to make you feel dumber than I'm just saying. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I had to come back, because I don't want you looking towards a principle when you have three serious issues that are internal right now.
Uh-huh.
Because no matter what I tell you or what I told you, tell you to go back, it's never going to matter, because you are not rewriting your life the way you should rewrite it. You're
kinda
trying
like reprogramming,
to something. I'm sorry?
Kind of like reprogramming, right?
Well, it is reprogramming. But you can't reprogram or rewrite how you behave when you can't find the pen here in your mind to erase what is in front of you, the thoughts that you have, and trigger new thoughts. But the only way you can trigger new thoughts is got to be behavior. Behavior will override the thought.
I never really heard you talk about new thoughts.
I'm sorry?
Not a foreign. I never really
You have thoughts, but your thoughts are dreams and fantasies, man. A thought with no action or behavior is just a fucking fantasy, dude.
Yeah.
You guys fantasize all the time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because you fantasize all the time, that's why you're reinforcing the judgments, because you're saying, I want to talk to this girl. You're thinking, what it would be like to be with that woman? And you're daydreaming and fantasizing from the comfort of your own home. But you don't do nothing. Right. Because when you see her, you automatically place those three judgments. The judgment that you place on yourself, the judgment you place on the woman, the judgment you're trying to you think that you got to fit in her narrative, because you think, because all that fucking caked-ass makeup she puts on is really her. She is not her makeup. She's not. But even though I know those three things, I also know that she doesn't trust me. And I'm fine with that. And I also know that she thinks she's God's gift to the world. And I'm not going to fight that either. I don't give a fuck what she thinks in the first place. So that's why I don't care. When you see her, it's not like, okay, she catches your eye. But once she catches your eye, it's go time. When you're eating a hamburger, and go time means seeing it, picking it up, biting, right? That's the behavior, right? You don't sit and look at the burger and say, well, gee, the lettuce is just so crisp. What will it think about me if I bite it right now? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not...
I feel like it sounds when we have these type of thoughts about a woman. You know what I mean? Because you say that, you know, they're the food. You know, do you think that way about a hamburger? No, it's absurd.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. What you understand is you're trying to think about it.
It doesn't make any logical sense to even think that way.
No, you don't think about it. Listen, what you think about is the choices of what you're going to do. The fry versus the burger versus get me something to drink or drink the drink. That's it. The behavior. All you're doing is you're looking at the food, but you're thinking of, what do I want it? Do I want a french fry right now? Do I want to eat the burger? Do I want something to drink? And it doesn't have to be in that order. You can keep switching the orders up, but it's the behavior without judgment. When you grab your car keys, behavior without judgment. When you turn on a light switch, behavior without judgment. When you open a door, behavior without judgment. All those things go away. You are doing all these things in 99% of your life, except when it comes to women. Because something inside you, because you have not possessed or built the skills that you need. But you can't build anything until you come to grips with that you're placing judgments that are fucking doing you harm, man. I understand what you're saying about the principle, but you can't go there until you saw the judgments. The guy goes on YouTube and learns a new pickup line or some stupid ass shit or a new way to approach a woman. He ain't gonna do it. You know what he's gonna do? He's gonna feel good about it from the comfort of his own home, but when it's go time, he's gonna freeze the fuck up. Think about this. The judgment on itself, look at it. What the fuck does he have to offer a woman that's different than every guy that's trying to hit her up right now? What does he have to offer?
Nothing.
Okay. So if he has nothing, what do you think nothing triggers to the second judgment? Because he has nothing to stand on. The trigger of the second judgment is, oh, my gosh, she's so pretty. Wow, she's a model. She looks like she should be in a Lamborghini or, one of those convertibles or something. You know what I mean? Driving through Beverly Hills. She might be working at fucking Taco Bell. She might be working at McDonald's. Now, guys, ladies, if y'all work at Taco Bell, McDonald's, or Wendy's, or Walmart, I'm not judging you. I'm just giving the guys an example. But does that make any sense? You don't know what, not only know what she is, but here's the next thing. You don't even know what the fuck she wants. You automatically assume, okay, I need to feed her. I need to go take her out to eat. Oh, man, I got, the only way I think I can get close to that piece of pussy is I got to take her out. I got to impress her. I've got to slay the Minotaur and bring that motherfucker down from the land of Mount Kilimanjaro and place it at her feet. Fuck that bitch.
She's not special enough for all of it.
That's my point.
You know something funny? I look back at my old experiences and I realize, like, well, why did I do half of the shit I did when he never even put anything in for me? You know what I mean? Like, I ponder, but I'm like, I keep asking myself, why? And I can never come up with an answer why.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Reggie, 407 just had his light bulb moment, and you don't understand yours.
I did.
Well, when you realize that, you know, the judgment thing. Hold on a second. What I'm saying to you, sir, is this. Is that when she asked you this question and you couldn't tell her this as soon as she asked you, that was strike one. Strike two was probably how you approached her. Strike three, you don't have a mouthpiece. Strike four, you didn't make her smile. Strike five, you didn't make her laugh. Strike six, you didn't make her blush. Strike seven, you probably asked her a bunch of interviewing questions. Strike eight, here's your biggest problem. See, when you when you're a male, okay, let's say when you're just a grassy lion and all of a sudden you try to buck up and be a man, well, who's the real you? Who's the real you? Because I can tell you this much, Reggie, you wasn't a motherfucking man when you met her, and then now you're trying to talk to her like a man. And it's going against each other. It doesn't add up. Which is the real one? Is it the guy that's nervous and that was kissing my ass? Or is it the guy that really stepped up to the plate? Who are you? And here's the problem. You don't even know who you are. And that's why you fail. Because you don't know who you are. And the way you came at her, when you first started talking to her, you came at her weak. Because you don't even know why you're doing what it is you're doing. Okay? You don't. You know,
I see what you mean by it. You're trying to get us to think. I really see what you mean by it.
That's what I'm trying to do. And the fact that you're just regurgitating what I'm saying, and you understand something. There's okay, you ever know how the difference between an actor like a Denzel Washington versus a straight-to-DVD type motherfucker? It's the role that they play that they are terrible at what they're doing. Denzel, what I always tell you, Denzel has range. That means he can play a good guy, a father, a police officer. He can play a gangster. He can play a thug. He can play a killer. He has range, right? Well, you, in this analogy, you're that B-list actor that is acting so bad, we can't even put this shit to the we can't even put this shit to the theater. We're gonna put this shit straight to DVD. Because you don't even believe what you're saying right here. You don't even believe what you're saying right here, man. And you think women are stupid enough not to hear that. This is why I keep telling y'all. This is why you shouldn't just say shit without being able to back that shit up. But anyway, Forza, I'll throw you back in, but I just wanted to use you as far as that.
I got one more question.
Yes, what's up, man?
I was watching your old videos with Rosebud, and I don't mean to bring up other men, but I just thought YouTube brought a tremendous amount of information that was valuable, and I was wondering if that is ever going to happen again.
No, it's not. It's not. All right, so I'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call. Let's keep going. All right, so Eddie says, so if judging myself is a lose and judging her is her not trusting me, how should I move it or see if it makes, but let me play my music. I love listening to my music while I'm talking to y'all. All right. Eddie. I want you to see this. You asked a great question. I want you to see this. Eddie, when a man talks to a woman, Eddie, don't use this. There is no judgment. All he is focused on is his bid. His bid, it's fixed. He's not thinking, excuse me, let me go to the first one to understand this. He's not thinking about him not being good enough. He's not thinking about, wow, she's beautiful. And he's not thinking about fitting her narrative so he can get some ass, because he already knows that she does not trust him and she thinks she's God's gift to everybody. So what he is going to do, Eddie, find that shit. No, I just had that bitch. So what he's going to do, Eddie, because you're not paying attention, because you, I don't know how this is going over your fucking head, is that even though he knows that there is a wall, his bid is going to be fixed to get the smile, the laugh, the blush, the thing to react. But his fix for is always going to also answer the why, the what, and the intent. Let me keep going. And when he's talking to her the first time, that's still going to be fixed, because he's not trying to get the thing that you average motherfuckers are getting. He's trying to get the invite versus trying to swing for the fences and get the ass, Eddie. That's the problem, Eddie. You're still judging yourself, you're judging women, and you're judging the narrative, and that's why it's not working for you, Eddie. So if judging myself is a lose and judging her not trusting me, Eddie, Jesus, this is not complicated. Listen, Eddie, listen. Stop judging yourself and just do what it is you have created to do. If you work on your bid and rehearse it like you should be all the time, which you're not, you wouldn't have this question right here. If you're building up your mouthpiece, you're building up the world and environment in your mind, you won't have this question, because you don't give a fuck about a stranger because you don't know shit about her. And you know what? Yes, she looks good, but guess what? All you should be talking to is good-looking women. So that trumps it. But not, wait, and you're saying judging her is not trusting me. Judging her is not trusting me, kind of breaking me, bad grammar. She doesn't know you, Eddie. She doesn't trust you. And she thinks she's God's gift to the world. So what the fuck do you think a woman's going to do when you want to take her home the first night and you don't know shit about her? She's going to fucking judge you. But how you should move, I don't understand any of this. How can this even be a question? How the fuck have I been telling you how to move, man? How have I been telling you this? This is what I'm saying, man. Eddie, what I'm saying to you, brother, is that this is why you're failing, because you're not building and creating and rehearsing and have you down, because you're too busy thinking versus taking, getting your ass up and turning on the light switch. You're too busy judging her because she looked. Eddie, I promise you. Just because she looks good doesn't mean she's not a geek. Doesn't mean that. Women like what they like, Eddie. Her looks do not define or determine what she likes. There are things that she might find sexy and cute, but sexy and cute doesn't mean she likes him, because as soon as that sexy, cute guy opens his whack motherfucking mouth, he's food. So she's allowed to like guys that have muscles. She's allowed to like football players and athletes and rappers and singers and all these things. That's fine. Every woman you meet is going to love an athlete, a rapper, a singer, or a combination, even a movie star. That's what they like. But what they want is a skilled motherfucker that knows what he's doing, that can lead her. But every beautiful woman does not like thin guys. Every beautiful woman does not like a guy in the gym. They might find his body attractive, but that might not be the kind of guy she wants. So why are we even worried about what the fuck she's thinking, dude? Four says, so when talking to a woman, it's okay. Everything that I am teaching you guys is called a man mind. I didn't say woman mindset. I didn't say half man, half woman mindset. Everything that you do has to be about you in order for her to follow your lead, because she is not used to somebody that is that motherfucking arrogant. Because that guy can have any kind of woman he wants when he wants, so he doesn't give a fuck about the result. This is who I am. You either accept me or you don't accept me. Because I accept me, and I'm fine with me. And just because you don't accept me is none of my fucking business. And if you do accept me, guess what? It's none of my fucking business. Because at the end of the day, I accept myself. Everything I do is for me. Me, me, me. My, I. I don't do anything for anybody else. It's about my motherfucking ass. Because I'm the only me in this motherfucking world. So who do you think I got to take care of first? Who do you think I got to put first above everybody else? Me. Because guess what? Nobody else is going to do it but me. Come on, guys. Come on, man. Get to the next question here. If you want to call in, 563-999-3056. Let's keep going. Let me see here. How would one be aware that they are even judging the narrative? I don't know if that was a question for me. You got to put a Q on that. I don't know if that was you just talking to people. Okay, so here's a question right here. Here's a question. Okay, so... I have women that look at my story every time I post on Instagram, but they don't respond when I leave a reaction. Well, wait, why? Wait. I don't understand something, Rebirth. Who the fuck do you think you are that she has to respond to you? I don't understand. Wait. Okay. Here's my question. Here's the $1 million question, Rebirth. Can we look at the judgments that you have? All my students, right, what are the three judgments that you have? You have all three of them. You have all three of the judgments I just talked about. I need you, Rebirth, to tell my ignorant ass, why the fuck are you doing what the normal grass-eating lion does? Oh, she said something funny. I'm going to put a heart on there. Oh, she said something cute. I'm going to like it. Do you actually think that these women don't want losers? It'd be one thing, Rebirth, if you said, She said something, and then I sent her a message introducing myself, telling her why I came and talked to her, because her looks caught my eye, read what she said, and this is why you don't even do that. So excuse me. So tell me, why should she in this fictional world of yours be like, oh my God, out of the 8 million guys hit me up, oh my God, Evo sent a heart. Oh my God, what am I going to do? You actually think that shit? My question, Evo, is this, and this is why you're really fucking up. Why the fuck are you sending, why are you liking and sending her fucking emojis? And that's women's shit. Why did you, this is what I understand about you. Why haven't you put your bid in? You want to know why? Because not only do you judge yourself, you judge that goddamn woman, and you judge the narrative, and that's why you're trying to cheat the game by clicking a like or an emoji, thinking that that's going to get you the woman. Man, you got to wake the fuck up from that shit, dude. Because men don't do that shit. Look at you, man. They don't respond when you leave an action on theirs. Come to, man, dude, you got to stop that shit, man. How would one be aware that they are even judging the narrative? Well, because you're judging the narrative when you automatically assume that this is what she's going to like in order for me to fuck her. Oh, excuse me, let me back up. This is what I need to do to get her to be, to like me. And then this is what I need to do to get her to be interested in me. And this is what I got to do to get her to call me. This is what I got to do to get her to text me. This is what I got to do to go on a date with her. This is what I got to do to get her to give me a kiss. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Y'all do this all the fucking time. Because added to how you think about yourself plus what you think about her is automatically going to stop you from doing. It's just like what Evo asked. When he saw that woman posting something, instead of putting on his man pants and fucking putting his bid in, because of the judgment of himself, because of the judgment of the woman and the narrative, he assumed that if I put a like or an emoji on one of her Instagrams, that she has to talk to me. What kind of fucked up judgment is that? That's amazing to me. But guys, I'm showing you guys, it's a simple blueprint that nobody's showing you, but I'm showing you why you guys are failing at this because of the judgments that you're placing on these women, okay? All right? That's what I'm saying, man. Y'all have too many judgments that y'all are placing on these women versus just doing what you need to do as a man. Yes, Mr. Jones, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Absolutely right. Absolutely right, man. That's it, man. That's it, man. No, you are, okay. I keep trying to, let me help you out, brother. Because this is the second judgment that you just lied to yourself. You just all lied to yourself. Your question was a question coming from a thirsty position. And please understand this. Whenever you do something that is pussy or bitch made like poison, one drop of it fucks everything up, sir. So you saying that I barely like her post, you already fucked up by liking her. Hey, look, instead of doing what a man does and talk to the bitch, you want to go around like her post like all these other suckers out here thinking that if I like her post enough, she's going to notice me, man. Come on, man. Stop that shit. Stop that. Stop that. Shame on you, man. Shame on you, man. And this is another lie. You're lying again. Why? I'm going to ask one of my students why he's lying. Let me see who gets it. I'm going to ask one of my students right now why this is a bold-faced fucking lie. Well, I'm going to give y'all 1 minute. I'm going to count it down. Wait, y'all got 1 minute. Got 1 minute for someone to try to get it right. Y'all get the A for the class. Give me the reason why this is a bold fucking lie right here. No, well, Divine, that's close, but no. Why is this a bold fucking lie? I will give y'all 1 minute to try to figure it out. No, not universe, didn't use the word bump. No, not going off topic. Nope. Come on, guys. This is a slam dunk. Come on, man. Read what he's saying. It's right there. Read what he's saying. It's right there. Nah, it doesn't hate itself. No. Hey, the one that's close is Russ. You're almost there, Russ. You're the warmest. You're the warmest, Russ. That you're the warmest one. Come on. Lying because he never put his bid in. He acts as a Alex, you're close too, but y'all is so close. Come on. I think time is okay. Oh, Bitcoin. Hey, no, you got it. It's not practice. If he was rehearsing who he was when he supposedly been listening to me, he never would have said what he said. You got close. You got close. It's not practice. It's rehearsed. It's not practice. It's rehearsed. But you're the closest because if he said he listened to what I'm showing you and he rehearsed what he should have been doing, even when not even listening to me, he should have already known what to do when it was come time to do. You didn't have to listen to my teaching because it wasn't about my teachings. It was about, no, it's okay, brother. It's okay. No, you got it. You came close. But you had it. You know, it's one of the things you had it in your hand, but you typed something else. It's okay. You get the A+ because he didn't rehearse himself. So that's why he's lying in my fucking face, because it's not about my teachings. I always tell you to rehearse you. Get your ass after we're done. Rehearse your bid over and over and over and over and over again. And yet he's using another fucking excuse to why he ain't doing nothing, which means he never did anything in the first place. You see that, guys? This is how easy. Look, this is how women really break you guys down. And this is how I'm breaking you down to show you where he goes right versus where he goes wrong. And what he was doing is he lied. It's a bold-faced lie. And when you lie to women the same way he lied to me, you guys don't think women can break that down through your actions? It's as simple, man. It's all good, brother. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. But that's what I'm trying to get you young men to see. But let me answer. But let's get back to the class. I got questions. Put a cue. What I'm saying to you guys out there, when you see this right here, is look. When you don't and kill the judgments and rewrite your story and rewrite how you move and realize that's going to be a fixed four, meaning that when you see her, you know exactly. Because you're listen, remember I told you about bending time, right? This is a prime example of what you see right here. Because if he's looking at getting the trust or getting to that five, he's going to make the necessary moves to get to the five versus the guy that sits around and judges himself, you know, judges the woman, and or you know, you, oh man, I'm gonna try to sleep with her. I'm gonna get her. You know what? Let's fuck, girl. Let's send her a dick pic. Let me see your body right now, and all this other stuff. That's where they lose because they're focused on what's in front of them, but they're not looking at the moves that they need to make to actually win. Remember, I keep telling y'all the conquering mindset. You must have the mindset that you, well, oh, wait a second, boo-hoo-hoo. You have never been through, hey, listen, no, you should, hey, no, you have not been going through hell. You've been going through hell because you chose to not be a student of the game. So don't use that as no goddamn excuse. You get exactly what you deserve. You should be going through fucking hell. Ain't nobody going to feel sorry for your fucking ass. We don't feel sorry for people that don't do shit. Okay, but getting back to you guys that are listening. What I'm saying to you guys, if you look at this guy right here and it's showing you, he's not making it about sex because he knows that there's no trust. And he also knows that she thinks that she's special. I didn't say she is special. I said she thinks that she's special. And because, excuse fairy cereal. Yeah, you know what? That is true. Everything that Evo's saying, gentlemen, excuse me a second, gentlemen, is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch. Guys, for all you losers out there, go get your box of Excuse Fairy Crunch, please. Okay, let me continue. Good, thank you, Big Dog. But let me get back to what I'm saying. So what I was saying to all you guys out there is that when you build your skills, think about what I'm saying here. The skills in knowing your bid, knowing what to say, when to say it, why to say it, how to say it, and you know everything you're going to do is get her to let you inside. That's all you're looking at. That's the forge you're looking at. You already got the moves lined up. Oh, let me show y'all. God damn, I gotta go back to that. I gotta go back to my spot again. You already got the moves. Let me show y'all. Here we go. You already got the move. You see, you know your time is valuable. You already got the fix already set. Okay, before I show you that, remember the fix, okay? The fix is how you put your bid in. The fix is going ahead and clearing up the whys, the what, and your intent. The fix is setting up the date. The fix is staying on the four, but being, remember, a flexible four, okay? Now, with the flexibility comes with how you communicate. Land, sea, air, not space. But once you begin to do that, you break the chain or the wall that she has, because she's trying to figure out, gentlemen, at that point. This is why you guys begin to win, because it's at this point right here that she begins to place judgment on you. What do you think a woman does when that fucking makeup doesn't work on that guy? Now, it works on 98% of the other guys, but what happens if her makeup, her eyeliner, her fake hair, fake nails, weave, push-up bra and all that shit doesn't have the same effect on that guy? The judgments flip, gentlemen. The judgments fucking flip, and that's what we want. Once she begins to judge you, now, again, there's two types of judgment. Let me take that down. I want to make sure, because I got to show you this. Wait, let me show you, because we talked about it a long time ago, and this is very important to understand, gentlemen, okay? Where is it at? I think it's right here. Remember I told you, gentlemen, that what you do when it comes to judgments is a very thin rope, that if you sway to a certain side, gentlemen, that the judgment is going to be loser friend, creepy, weird guy versus, wow, this guy is different. Wow, I can't stop thinking about this guy. Wow, what did he do to me? He's on my mind. What is he doing right now? Why isn't he texting me? Should I text him right now? If I don't text him right now, should I call my girlfriend or my guy friend to find out a way to get his attention? That's what I'm talking about here. Reggie asked this question. How do I stop caring about it? Because the outcome. Okay, Ringo. Rigo. I'm going to call you R.U. Fuck, Rigo. I don't know. I'm going to call you R-Dog. Shit, but I don't know. All right, peep gone. Look. You have to remember, and this is why it's so important to build up the skills as well as your bid, because what I'm doing is not looking for an outcome. That's a judgment. Wait. Let's slow it down. Wanted to say it again. When you're looking for an outcome versus just doing what you're supposed to do are two totally different streets. See, when you're looking for an outcome and you don't get said outcome, you feel that that outcome is defining who you are. That's where you're going wrong. And that's why I tell you, you should always be working on your bid. You should always be rehearsing. and know your fixed fours and all that other stuff, because I am not looking for an outcome. All I'm trying to do is position myself to get the invite. That's it. And that's not even the out. I'm just positioning. That what I am positioning to show her why she should be fucking me. It bothers me because I usually come across the same woman. No, stop. Wait. This is a problem, brother. You're not coming across the same. It's not the woman, man. I don't know why y'all think it's the woman when it is the man in the mirror. It's you. And the reason why you're getting the same reaction out of every woman is because of how thirsty you are, on top of the fact that you're inexperienced, on top of the fact that you're creepy as fuck, on top of the fact that you don't know how to talk to women. And there's no knock on you, young man, but this is why you're getting what you're getting. Because if she's putting you up, you're like a steak versus a fucking ribeye. What do you think the person's going to choose? Nobody wants that goddamn steak and that little thin piece of meat. They want the ribeye. There's more juice in there, more flavor in that motherfucker. See, your problem is that you have not come to the determination that you are thirsty and all you want to do is fuck. You just haven't come to that determination. But you don't realize that because you want to fuck is why you ain't fucking, because you want to fuck somebody who thinks that she's got morals and values and all that other good shit behind it. So why would she fuck you when she thinks... Yeah, I'm a good girl. I go to church on Sunday, and I believe that we got to go in a few days just to kiss. Why would I go? Oh, my God. That's what I keep telling y'all, man. Y'all listen to all these motherfuckers tell y'all to go fuck. Yeah, it ain't going to work. It will not work. Get to the next question. Best ways to build a skill and how to cultivate one's mind when learning one's set. Well, boy, I show y'all this all the time. You have got to build your world, your marketing team. You've got to build your video team, your fucking photography studio. You got to build your music studio. You got to build your culinary school. See, people don't understand that in order to be this motherfucker, you got to have all this shit on the back end about you. Because if you know what you really bring to, well, because y'all don't know what you bring to the table yet. But once you build it and you know the skills that you have, it's unfair. It's not even fair. The funniest thing is me and the boys be talking about how when they meet women, it's just like, man, this bitch gonna give me the pussy today, man. She ready to fuck, man. It's not even fair. I mean, look at it. She just texted me right now. She's smiling, wasn't know what I'm doing and shit. I'm not making this up. It's because I'm not worried about what's in front of me, because I'm trying to build what I am. I am too busy working on me. And when it comes time to present myself, my resume or AK or EI or my bid, or IE, not EI, IE, my bid, I have nothing to be ashamed about because I got the skills. And I can back it up because I'm not judging her. I'm not judging how she looks. And I'm not trying to fit in her narrative. I'm not doing any of that shit. All I'm trying to do is my first thing I want to do, which is fix. Let me show you. First thing I want to do. Let me show you my fix. First thing I want to do. First thing I want to do is make sure when I put in my bid, I want to make sure without a shadow of a doubt that I hit at least four out of five or five out of five. Making her smile, making her laugh, making her blush. I want to make sure I hit five out of five, right? That's the first thing. I want to hit five out of five. That's the number one thing I want to do. That's all I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about what I got to do. And because I still know the wall is there, I know when we first talk, I know exactly what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm telling you, I know what I'm going to do. I'm ahead of time. I know exactly what the fuck I'm going to do. And even if I set up the date and she doesn't want to go on said date, gentlemen, I still have the power to, as long as we're staying on that four, I have no problem with taking a few steps back because, again, I've got to chisel that shit down to a fucking five. I've got to get trust. And that once I start to get trust is when I'm getting that invite, because that trust is going to be more flirtatious banter versus friendly conversations. Let me keep going. Let's see here. Let me keep going. Trying to see. Let's see here. Guys, make sure y'all put a queue. If y'all got a question for me, put a queue there, because I'm just scrolling down. I'm scrolling down to the queues. There we go. Here we got a queue right here. All right, queue is, what's the best resource that will help me rehearse flirt seductive conversation? A conversation with women or interview kind of questions on dates that they get. Well, of course, because you don't have the conversation class one, types of women, conversation class two, conversation class three. You don't have dirty talk. You don't have flirt the fuck, kissing 101, making out, all that. You don't have the necessary pieces to learn who you are. In order for you to be able to communicate you, you must take a mentor that is skilled enough that can pull things out of you that you've never even thought about pulling out of yourself, and then use those things about you that makes you you to use you and those things when you talk to a woman without asking her about shit you don't give a fuck about. Because I am not talking about her job. I am not talking about, and I keep telling you guys, and Jen, this is very important. Like I told you before, you got to watch the other shows. You don't even sound check. I know you're new to this, but they don't even tell you about sound checking. You got to sound check. You got to sound check all the places that you want to take these women. There should only be three. You got to sound check those. You got to sound check the wine. You got to sound check the cheese board. You got to sound check the different kinds of ice cream. You got to sound check the different kind of teas, the different types of cocoa. You guys don't even do that shit. You don't sound check the cocos that go with the pastries. You don't do any of these things. So you're forced to talk about generic, boring things when everything you're doing is for yourself. The sound check is not for the woman. The sound check is for, okay, is this the kind of spot that I'm going to take every fucking woman I meet? Is this the kind of spot that every woman I meet, these are one of three choices that I'm going to take her? These are the questions you got to ask yourself. You got to go and check out Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. You got to go find a coffee or a tea or ice cream shop on the corner of your face and the pillow of your ass up in the air. You got to find a cocoa and a wine bar on the corners of your dick and forehead, my balls, and your mouth. You got to find these things, because if you do not find these places and sound check these places, then how the fuck are you going to even, how are you going to entice her on wanting to go out on a date with you if all you're saying is, let's go on a date here at this time? That's not enticing to me. That's not going to entice you, but that's how the game works, young man. You must be able to entice, okay? This is why it's all important, because when you know you, and that's what I keep pushing you guys, man, when you know you, and you know how you move and how you think and how you behave, you're going to nullify all of the judgments that you have right now. Everything I'm telling y'all is to nullify and kill the judgments. How do you rehearse and be prepared for moments when you least expect it? It's because, remember what I told you guys here. As far as the book, it's 99% done, almost done. So What I'm saying to you is this, and this is why I posted this in the beginning of the show in case you missed it, because I'm going to start doing this more often, but this is what I posted. So if you do not have your own pen, your fucking fingerprint, to write and or to erase the story that you have right now, you're just going to continuously do the same story. The rehearsal is not about a judgment. It is, what am I going to do in this situation? Now, let's get in. Now, we're going to get to the, we'll get a little bit of deep. Let's get a little deep. Let me find it. Let's go to it. Let's go to it. So what I'm saying to young man is this. And I'm going to show you about what you're asking about the rehearsal. What fuck is it at? It's here. Okay, so let me show you. Give me a second, guys. Let me show you. Where did I put that motherfucker at? 14 minutes till the lines go down, and then we will just answer questions. Okay, so what I'm saying is this. All I'm saying, and I'm, this is not complicated. All I'm saying is when you have a thought, you just scribe the thought or action, not the judgment, just the action. Do y'all hear what I'm slowing it down. When you have a thought of how you want to put your bid in, how, what you want to say and why you want to say it, you got to scribe it down. I didn't say judge what you're saying. Don't sit there and say, well, I'm going to say this to a woman, but, you know, she might say this. And she, I'm not saying it. I'm saying that this is what I, when I see a woman, this is what I'm going to do. The action. You scribe the action down. Write the action down. But like I was telling you before, the action will not happen until you go to your marketing team in your mind, keyword you, and you have to sell your idea to you. And the way you sell it to you is look at the benefits to what it is you're going to say. And you believe in whatever it is, because you've got to convince you that whatever you scribe, you've got to convince you that this is the way to go. I trust it. No matter who the fuck I'm in front of, I'm just going to do that thing. Once you lock that thing in, it is at this point that you must make this a non-negotiable law that is a part of me. That means when I see her, I'm going to do the behavior versus the judgment. It is that simple. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to convince myself enough that I believe in this shit so much. I need to do this shit. And then you make it law. And you do it over and over and over. Hey, look, I don't give a fuck what she says. And then once it is law, when you are brushing your teeth, you practice. Now, excuse me, I'm going to say practice. Everybody say, y'all, I'm going to practice. When you're brushing your teeth, you rehearse whatever it is you want to say. When you're driving in your car, you rehearse it. When you're in the shower washing your ass, you rehearse it. When you're peeing and sitting in the toilet, you rehearse it all the time. So when you say it, it won't come off like you're fucking just reading it off of a script. Because it becomes a part of you. And once it becomes a part of you, that will nullify the judgments because you're just looking at what I have to do versus what I think about myself. That's how it works, man. That's how easy this is, man. That's how easy it is. It's not complicated. See what I'm saying? It's not complicated, okay? It will later on. It will later on. It will be later on. But I'll give you a clue. It's going to be over. I won't give you the number. I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you how many pages it's going to be. It's a biggie. But anyway, but what I'm saying to all you guys out there, all the dogs that are listening to me, I want y'all to understand what I'm saying. Because we're going to be here for another hour. I got you. And you know we do 3 hours. So I want to make sure I got you guys covered. But I need you to understand. You're asking great questions. But, hey, that boy, listen to what I'm saying is this, okay? You have got to say to yourself, okay, that when I see a woman, I'm talking about breaking it down to the nth degree. I'm talking about not missing one thing. But you've got to be able to explain to yourself why it is you're doing what you are doing. Because if you make that a law, then you must be able to defend whatever the thought is to yourself. When I see a woman, I am going to go over there and would come with the first fucking thing that comes out of my mouth is going to be, excuse me. Why? Because I know that my mother taught me that when the grown-ups are talking or you see a stranger, say excuse me when you want to interrupt them. I'm not going to say hey baby or yo mama because I don't know if she's a hey baby or yo mama kind of woman. All I know is that she is a woman, and that's all that matters. So if she's a woman, I'm going to say excuse me. Why? Because I'm going to be courteous. Why? Because she doesn't fucking trust me. I know she doesn't fucking trust me. And a woman that doesn't trust you, you like, hey, baby, what's up, girl? And I was like, man, she's going to walk right past you. How many times y'all been in the basketball court and y'all drive like, hey, yo, what's up, girl? And you just keep walking and shit. She doesn't trust you. They don't. So then what I know, okay, what I know is then from that point, what I need to do is I need to hit her with truth, 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 truth. Because the one thing I know, and I always say, I'm not going to go all into this shit, but I'm saying, the one thing I know about every goddamn woman that you motherfuckers going to run into is that, that's it, L-Dog, you're absolutely right. But what I'm saying is, the one thing that you understand that I know that she's asking these fucking questions. And if I cannot answer these questions before she asks me these questions, then I'm done. So I've got to ask her, who am I? Well, goddamn, how you gonna know me is because of me introducing myself. And what do I want? By telling you why I came over there and then telling you what I want. And why me is because I'm that motherfucker that wants to get to know you in a more intimate way. But why me? You'll know why once you call me. But I'm going to make sure that I hit all three of those things. But I know that I'm not going to judge her. She's a woman. That's all I need to listen. If she's attractive and gets my curiosity, it's go time. Done. If she's attractive and gets my curiosity, it's go time. Once I say, wow, she's all right. This kind of, hey, remember, I always tell you online, you know, or whenever, this is the kind of woman I can get to know in a more intimate way because my end game on level one is getting that motherfucking invite. That is all I want. That is all I move towards. That is all I'm thinking about. I am only focused on the invite because I know the steps that already need to be made. So there's no judgment here. I'm looking at the, I already know. I'm going to hit her in so many motherfucking ways. She ain't ready for me. She's not ready. She has not prepared herself for me. You want to know why, guys? You want to know why she hasn't prepared herself for me? Because the thing I always tell you guys before, the number one reason why she has not prepared for me is because I am the only one of my kind based off of my fingerprint. And I only speak the language that is mine and mine alone, which means she has never met me. She can't prepare for me. She doesn't know which way I'm going, which is going to create what I was telling you guys before. I'm going to get her to start judging me because she's going to wonder why this is not having an effect on him. Why isn't my looks and my body and my breasts and my ass having the same effect on him like it does all the rest of the 98% of the males? I'm changing up the game because all I'm doing is focusing on what I have to do versus what needs to get done. Y'all are putting so many judgments that y'all don't even realize that you've already self-sabotaged yourself because you have made her so special. Think about that. You have made her so special. Excuse me. You made her so special that you begin to judge your own self. I mean, how fucking special is she? Is she really that special? Where when you see her, you judge, man, that must be a bad motherfucker to make you judge. Look, you got to be bad when you see something and you question your own self. She must be bad then. But that's why you fail. Because you don't have a foundation of experience that comes along to who you are. That's why you really don't have anything to back up what the fuck you're doing. And that's why you always fall into the judgment. Man, I don't know what to say next. Why don't you know what to say next? If you scribed it out and know you well enough, it's not knowing what to say next. What move or position must I be in to shift this shit? Guys, I keep telling you, man, you don't listen. You don't need to bring up sex. If you do it right, you can force her to bring up the sex. You don't have to. And there's two ways that there are a few ways that you show her or you make her start to judge you and start to become more curious about you. Number one, it throws her the fuck off. See, okay. A nice guy that doesn't talk about sex is like a brother to her. A guy without a standard that doesn't talk about sex is trying to backdoor her. A guy that doesn't believe in himself that doesn't talk about sex is the guy that's walking on eggshells. That's when you swing that way. But a man that is clear and concise and doesn't talk about sex, gentlemen, is experienced. Meaning he's been there so many times, he doesn't even need to get something he knows he's eventually going to get once the woman convinces herself that this is the guy I need to fuck. That was deep. It's just, give me a second. That was deep. That was deep, guys. Did y'all just hear what the fuck I said? Did y'all just hear what I said? The reason my dogs are fucking the first week is because all the judgment is being placed or coming from the woman who can't figure out this motherfucker. And she thinks the only way I can kind of figure this motherfucker out, I need to bring him in closer. Let me go ahead and invite him in so I can bird watch him from a closer distance to see what he does, and that's where they fuck up. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying you can't fuck that piece. She wants to fuck you. She misses you. She wants to hear your voice. She wants to know what you're doing. She wants to know why you're not messaging her. And when you message her, boy, she's quick to respond. And sometimes I'm not quick to respond.
I'm already here. I've already rehearsed it. They're there.
This is, I mean, move number nine. This is move number nine. Move number nine is just telling the story of how we met. I already know that. I've known that before I even fucking went over there and put my beard in. I already know what the fuck I'm going to do before I even talk to her. It's already there. And all I gotta do is lead her up to that little point, which I did. Tell the story of how we met. And then, like I told you before, move number 10, he's gonna say what I'm talking about. Eventually, I will get there. I already know that. I already know I'm going to get there. It's going to be a different way, but I already know because of the way I'm communicating is so fucking different. So fucking different. I have to go into the depth of my beard because if, technically, if I just gave you 18, remember, I didn't even tell you the beard. I didn't even tell you the depth of my beard to add on to the 18 that you want to pay. The lights in the shower, those six are flexible. But everything before those, everything's fixed. Everything's fixed. Because I truly have the move set. Hey, dog. Thank you, Ella. It's no different. It's the exact same thing. That's what I'm saying. All you guys can have that. Oh, you're so chill. You're missing. pumping that iron of you, and you keep putting extra weight on. Every day you add another weight. You keep pumping you. You're pumping your weight to your mind, building up your mental toughness, meaning that whatever I'm in front of ain't going to fucking affect me at all, because I am mentally strong, mentally tough, mentally fucking focused. But like I said before, this is why I'm telling you, I can go blindfolded, but this is what y'all understand. I know, I would say like 11 and 26, because that's when we start, between 11 and 26 is when she starts flirting. When she starts to flirt, gentlemen, guess what? Wait, when she starts to flirt, gentlemen, I not necessarily erase the board, I just shift to the next street. Because I move from that street to another street. Because as soon as she starts flirting with me, it's a motherfucking dandata. Because now I know that not only does she touch me, but she has me invited in. I'm already in. And here's the beautiful thing. I can easily grab from my store of all the, everything from 11 to 20, whatever it is. I can still use that if I want to. But now that we're flirting, now I'm going to change it up. Send me a photo of yourself. Let me tell you why I'm looking forward to seeing you or seeing you on our date. But I'm not just going to text send me a photo. I'm going to use voicemail or video. I'm going to elevate her and start training her to start to talk to me. Just like what Tyler did. Play that Tyler clip here. Oh, give me a second. Let me see if I can play it here. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to use the Tyler's clip, but I'm going to give you an example of how you train a woman to voice message. Hold on. Let me see here. I don't know, I'm going to show y'all. I want to give y'all an example through Tyler ass. Let me see if I can grab, if it plays. Hopefully it should play. I'm going to do it off my other computer. But, let me play this. Let me see if it works. Here we go.
Hi, Tyler. This is Katie. And we are going to meet tomorrow. You're going to be so hard. I'm stuck on you. You're going to meet me come so many times. You have to send me the address as to where you get to have our meeting. And I'm so looking forward to it. So I will see you tomorrow, okay? Bye.
And blew him a kiss. But gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all that's listening to me, she was trained to do this. Because Tyler, again, knew the moves to make to not only make the shift of Rady from no trust to trust, but trust rolled into flirting and letting him in. He got the invite. Now it's time to, now from the invite, it's starting time to build sexual trust. Now that we're flirting, guys, what's the next moves? I've already got him laid out. Because as soon as we get to 5, we start flirting. I start asking for the photo, right? That's another point. So whatever number that is, we're at, I don't know how many numbers we're at. But I'm just showing you the future. That's another one. But here's the next thing I want to do, right? Also, this is where I have the opportunity when she starts flirting with me, I can give her the sample of what it's like to be with me. Now, I've already given her samples because all day, every day, she's pressing play on my voicemail. All day, every day, she's pressing play on my videos. I don't even need to be around. She's the one putting the drug on me. She's pressing and pressing and pressing. But now, this is when I go ahead and give her the sample of me. We're flirting with each other. I said, I want you to do something tonight. You want to play? Wait, do you want to play? Oh, yeah, I want to play. What you got? All right, well, this is what I want you to do. Now think about it. This is already, remember, I'm already like 27, 28, 29, 30. I'm probably just like the 30-second move. I mean, I'm this is like 32, I'm thinking, because I can leapfrog past the wine and all that other stuff, which sometimes that'll drive her in faster. But now I'm not giving her the sample of me. I mean, guys, and this is what I keep telling you. This is all set before I even walk out my door. This is already set because I see every move that needs to be made. And it doesn't matter who's in front of me. It matters what I believe and what I need to do at that moment. And once she starts sending me photos and I got a bone to pick with her, see, and the bone to pick with you reinforces the first story I told her. See, this is exactly why I went talk to you, because of blah, blah, blah. See, I'm just connecting, right? But as I'm connecting, I move forward. Now we want to flirt. All right, you want to play? You know, she started telling you you're cute and all that other stuff. All right, well, let's play a game tonight. You want to play? I want to have some fun with you. You want to play? You sound like you're bad. It's like you're a little nasty. You want to play? Oh, yeah, well, what do you want to do? All right, well, this is what I want you to do. What I want you to do is I want you to, when you get home and you're ready to take a shower, what I want you to do is the first thing I want you to do when you get in there, I want you to turn all your lights off, because if I was there right now, I would definitely turn the lights off. And the reason why is because there's nothing sexier than not knowing what piece of clothing I'm going to take off next. And remember, all I'm doing is following what I have rehearsed here. It's just the flow. You don't hear any oohs, ahs, or ohs. Every woman gets that same fucking thing, because I don't have to change who I am. This is who I am. Like I say, the amusement park of me, okay, wait, I've got to show y'all. I need to show y'all this shit. Hold on, give me a second, guys, because we're getting deep here. Where the fuck is it at? All right, gentlemen, peep game. Where is it at? I always put that shit. Is it this one? No. Hold on. Matrix. No. Phone. Another phone. I gotta label this shit better, Steven. All right, gentlemen. All right, here we go. So, gentlemen, always remember the rule of the amusement park. The rides will always ride the same no matter who the fuck is in the seat. Ooh. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The rides will always be the same no matter who the fuck sits in the seat. They're going to get the same experience. So all I am doing is giving her an experience of what it's going to be like to be with me when she takes a shower, because I know every motherfucking guy before me or during my little reign has never talked to her ass like this. She never heard this shit before. So I'm already standing out, which is her, and she's already reinforced the reinforcements. That's why everything I do is a position. Everything, every move, every thought is a well orchestrated position that it just doesn't, it's beautiful. It's a Mona Lisa. When I ask some women to send photos, a selfie of themselves so I can see their beautiful smile, they start responding. Well, I didn't ask for a selfie to see your beautiful smile. I'm asking you for a selfie because I know you trust me enough right now, where we're flirting a little bit, where I want to see you so I can tell you why I look forward to our date. But see, again, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it, let me see it so they can see their beautiful smile. Fuck her smile. I'm not telling her for her smile. I'm giving her a command. But the problem is that you're asking for something from somebody who does not fucking trust you enough yet to give you that, man. I keep telling you cannot ask for a photo between 10 and 5 because she does not trust you yet. It is when she begins to flirt or trust you when you can ask, but they don't trust you because if you ask for it, they'd be happy to give it. So that means you're doing some weird ass shit and they don't trust you. And if you're weird or creepy asking for romantic and sensual and sexual things, They're not going to do it, man. Okay? They're not. Let's continue. Let me see. Any check. Liberty. I got you, Liberty. Let me put Liberty. Okay, Liberty. Okay, Liberty. Right to cover bar. Will it be, wait, me when I'm at a club or bar, will it be weird or messed up the vibe when I don't drink or try to social? But Liberty, man, you're killing me. I guess it's not that you're killing me. It's that you're not paying attention, man. You got to, I don't know if you just joined us, so I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show. But look at the judgments that you're placing right now. Look at the judgments, man. Look at the judgments that you're placing, okay? Would it be weird is a judgment on yourself. The fact that you don't drink is a judgment that not only you're putting on yourself, but you're putting on whoever's in front of you. And then your socializing is trying to fit a narrative that is none of your, this is what I understand about. This is why it doesn't work. This is why it doesn't work because, oh, and I forgot the other judgment. You even said it, me. You're talking about yourself and judging you. And this is why it's not working the way it should work because of the judgments, gentlemen. Does that mean you said because of the judgment? Think about what I'm saying. When I go to a bar, when I go to a club, I don't drink. My drink, I tell you, I have a bitch drink. My drink is pineapple and orange juice. And when I'm feel a little frisky, I will add Sprite. I don't drink, okay? That's just what I am. But do you think I give a fuck what people think because I believe it and just believe in what I want to do? I don't give a fuck. People are allowed to laugh at me or to judge me or whatever they want to do. But it's still none of my business what they do because I am drinking what I like no matter where the fuck I go. If you – then you're not a student – if you need energy, are you fucking serious? You have a drinking problem. Your problem is much bigger than women. And what I would do before you fuck up your kidneys is you better stop fucking drinking as much as you're drinking, because if you feel, see, the lie of the problem that you have is not women and it's not energy. You have a drinking problem, sir. You might need to go to some fucking Alcoholic Anonymous type thing, because if you have to drink liquor or liquid courage to talk to a woman, I wonder this question. Do you have to drink to talk to an aunt? Do you have to drink to open up your door? Do you have to drink to get enough energy to grab your remote control? Do you have to drink to get enough energy to turn on your phone? Then why then you have an alcoholic problem, brother? Because you don't have to drink to do everything in your fucking life, but with women, you gotta drink. That means you have a serious issue, and I think you should stop thinking about women, and you might need to go find a sponsor and get one of those fucking quarters or coins or whatever the fuck you fucking alcoholic motherfuckers do and shit. I don't fucking understand what y'all do, but this is unbelievable. I am totally shocked that you feel that you need energy to socialize. What is Liberty? This is no judgment on you. I'm asking a question. What is so special about a woman that you got to drink? It's not as cool. Well, again, I don't think you're drinking has to do with women. I just think that you're drinking, you're using women as an excuse to swash down some fucking liquor. And that's kind of a problem. I just hope that you get over that shit. I hope you can work that out. Lines are down, guys, but if you have a question, go ahead and put a cue in there. We got you. We have about 40 minutes left in the show. We got 34 minutes left in the show. If y'all want to call, if you have a question, just put a cue. We got you covered. We're going to do our 3 hours. But I'm not knocking you for that, young man. I'm just saying that I don't – what worries me about you is that if you're doing what you're doing, it's going to have an effect on you when you get my – I mean, I'm 50. So my kidneys are pretty okay because I don't drink anything. So, I'm just saying for you, think about your future, when it comes to that stuff. But what I'm saying, brother, what I'm saying is your problem isn't women. Your problem is much deeper. Your problem is much deeper than that. And if y'all listening right now, Freelance is trying to break a record, guys. The record right now as it stands is 135. That's the Man Mindset record. That's the Man Mindset record. And you know what I need to do? I need to start putting in the thing right here. I think I need to add the record in when I do the shows live now, when I get a chance to do the show. I need to put right here, right up in here, this little area right there, back my finger up. I need to put the record of the number of our history of likes, the history and what day was beat on. So next time we break the record, I'm going to have the record number, and then I'll have the date the record was set on so we can see how long that record is going to last before it gets broken. So right now we're at 135, and that was a few weeks ago. So that was Freelance, you probably know better than me. I think we did it last Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? I don't know. Let me see here. A few questions. All right. A lot of people think they want things that they actually don't. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people lie to themselves. But the problem is wanting things. You're not, as a man, you don't want for anything. You get what you want to get at. You know what I mean? So, okay. And he said, with that being said, how do you want something? Well, the thing is, my brother, you're not supposed to want anything. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying before. Change doesn't come by the way you think. And what most of y'all want to do is you're not thinking the thoughts that you're thinking right now when it comes to changing. Your mind is thinking the thoughts for you, but your mind is smart enough to make you think that you're actually having the thought that you have, but yet that thought that you have is self-sabotaging you to not getting what you really think you want. Hope that made any sense, because it does if you slow that shit down. Will there be more Audible episodes? I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while. I got to do one. It's just I'm so busy. I'm doing the new thing. I got to run a commercial. Yeah, I'm doing more. I'm doing reaction videos with an animated twist to it and stuff. Y'all can check it out. I'm doing more reaction videos where I can use game in the reaction videos as well. So it's something new I'm doing, because as evolving goes, you'll see I'm always changing things. You notice I always change my websites. I always change certain things that I do. And it's not because I'm doing it. It's because evolving. You always want to change. You always want to keep changing and upping the ante and doing. Don't do the same things over and over again. So what I'm going to do also, probably after Christmas, I'm going to start doing more. Kind of like what I was doing before when I was sitting in that dark-ass room talking to you guys. I'm going to do more talks like that with y'all guys on certain things. So I'm going to add that with that. But right now, I got I can't give it away. I can't give away the surprise. So I'm working on something big, on something that I'm working on. So I can't give it all away, but y'all will see. Y'all will see soon. Y'all definitely see next year. It should be all ready, everything to go next year. But yeah, we got some stuff. We got some stuff, you know. So yeah. So Let me see. We need a new share the stream with your friends. Yeah, share your stream. Yeah. Share this information. Let me see. The reaction joints are good. Those leaders keep reacting and complaining. I want my reaction videos not necessarily. See, it sometimes women think that I'm tearing them down when I'm like talking shit about them, but I'm not tearing them down. I'm just showing you guys that they're really not as special as you think they are. I mean, if you notice, like the God damn it, Alex, stop trying to break records, man. Hold on. If you notice, like when I posted my TikToks, I throw TikToks and stuff like that. You know, I do TikToks and all that. So I'm just trying to expand. Like y'all see my, this is like my TikTok. Like these are two of my TikToks. Y'all see me in the video like this, like right here.
And you couldn't even do me the favor of just being upfront with me. Instead, I have to sit here and think that, oh, maybe someone actually values me for more than just my body, you know?
Like, baby, I know what I look like. I know that I'm bringing this to the table.
I've been speaking a lot about how...
But you see how I'm laughing at that shit? And like this one, I'm always laughing at these motherfuckers. Like
I'm one in a million. One in a million.
So done with dating. With guys.
Guys, how many times am I going to tell you that they're not special? They're insecure. They don't believe that they're special because they're walking and they live in the world of insecurity. They know they're not special to a real man, and that's why they always submit to a real man. Always remember, guys, in the game, that you don't make her feel special until she earns special. But y'all see what I'm saying? I'm not knocking them, but I'm just keeping it all the way real, man. So yeah, I'm not here to bash women. I'm just saying that this is what's going on. Matter of fact, if you looked at the last reaction video I had, I was kind of getting on a guy for getting mad at a woman for rejecting him because he was following her around the store. And that guy got mad at the woman because she wasn't interested in him. So I'm going to give y'all so many things. So that, I mean, I'm doing all those different things. So I'm just adding to information that I want to give you from different ways of doing it. You know, the anime, one-on-one and things like that. That, I mean, I want you to understand game could come in so many different ways, man. It doesn't just have to be live, but you know, I love doing live, so we're never going to stop the live, but I'm saying I'm going to kick out more game without being live, but you know, when I can. So, you know, it's all good. You got to put a Q there. Remember, TQ, Q, Q, put a Q. How much time we got? All right, we got about, gentlemen, 26 minutes. Okay, when you mentioned that woman has insecurities by covering themselves up with makeup by thinking they're pretty enough, that opened my eyes. Like the guy said, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. The thing is that I want you guys to learn in all this is that I'm trying to show you why we're winning by our viewpoints. Gentlemen, if you listen, I've always said to you guys, and it's in the list. Whenever your guys get the list, that's a very important product. But always, I mentioned something in the list. I always ask about the bullseye. What do the rings around the bullseye mean? And some people will say, well, the rings tell me how close I am to the target. You know what the fucking rings mean to me? They don't mean shit to me unless I hit that fucking target. If I'm not hitting the target, what the fuck I hit, I don't give a fuck about. But you do, and that's the problem, because when you shoot your shot or your arrow or however you shoot and you don't hit the target, you're automatically judging yourself that you're not good enough because you didn't hit the target. Hey, I have hit the target and got rejected. I have hit the target and was told I have a boyfriend. I've hit the target and said they were married. Hit the target, said they were engaged. I've hit the target so many times. Even when you hit the target, doesn't mean you actually going to get. Because, hey, guys, I'm going to be very, very honest with you. There are a lot of women out there that are not going to want to date you because of control. Listen to what I'm saying. A lot of women are not going to date you because of control. And I'm not talking about you controlling them in a hateful, harmful manner. I'm talking about they're not going to want to be with you because they're actually losing control. And when a woman loses control, she loses control of everything. See, gentlemen, it's something I always told you in the Pussy Whip Show in the late 90s. I always used to talk about, you know, if we were on a plane, the plane crashed, and we were in the forest, will we follow a lawyer, a doctor, or a forest ranger? Who will we follow? We would follow the forest ranger. Why? Because when you get knocked off your fucking, her circle or whatever the fuck she has, she doesn't have a square, whatever she gets knocked, I'll call her a Tampax. When she gets knocked off of her Tampax, right, she is out of her environment. Her environment is a surrounding environment of trying to be pretty, trying to be cute, and running guys. But when you take her out of her environment, she's going to be, that's what you want, out of her environment where she begins to follow you because the control is in her environment. That's why I always tell you, if you look at strippers, the control is in the strip club. That's why you don't go in a strip club and talk to a stripper. You wait. I talk about how to pick up a stripper. I'm going to break that down, but I'm saying that you don't talk to her in her environment because that's where she thrives at. Just like I'm telling you guys. So you got to realize that you take them out of the environment, but it's when they lose control is this scary thing because all of their lives, they've been telling guys what to do. All of their lives, they've been running guys and making guys do what they want them to do. But when they meet you, you're going to make them lose control because I'm talking about the loss of control of, you know what, I hate Reggie. I can't stand Reggie. Well, goddamn it, girl, why the fuck you keep talking about him? What you mean I don't talk about Reggie much? Girl, all you do is talk about how much you hate that. Girl, why don't you just go and fuck him? That's how these women talk to each other. See, when y'all guys, y'all understand, when women are talking about, and listen, I keep telling y'all, you don't want women to say, well, he's sweet. Oh, my God. He's so kind. He's so... No. When they start talking shit about you, oh, man, there's something going on over there. Hey, where there's smoke, you know what I mean? There's fucking fire. So when they start doing that over there, oh, my God, did you see what Reggie was wearing today? Oh, my God, you see what Reggie posted on Facebook? Oh, my God, you see who Reggie dating? I can't believe it. Ain't motherfucking... There's something there, and that's what I'm saying. The person saying all that shit doesn't even realize that she's losing the control because she's being controlled not by Reggie, but by what Reggie is doing and what he ain't doing with her. So what goes back to, we're bringing this home, but what does it go back to? Let me show you. It goes all the way back to my beginning point. It goes all the way back to my beginning point. When they lose control, they will begin to judge you. When they begin to judge you, the shields come down because there is a subconscious trust that is going on, that is going beneath the surface that she doesn't even realize yet. All she knows is that she thinks she hates you, but she doesn't even realize that shit yet. Russ, there you go, dog. Everyone outside, courage, superpowers, it takes training. Yes, yes, that's it, right, right. Do they give up the control or do they forcefully lose control? Well, remember, they kind of do both. When they get to that five, okay, PN, when they get to that five, all right, they will give up control. Well, no, they will lose that control at that point because they then are inviting you in. See, you're not trying to get through the side window or the back door. She's opening the fucking door and saying, come on in. She's saying, come in. So she's making the ultimate choice of trusting you enough to know more things on a sexual side of her. But remember, there's a trick to that. It's a two-side thing. Because if you don't know what you're doing and she lets you in, it's because she cares about you. It's because you're sweet. It's because you're kind. It's because I trust myself with you. But on that side, doesn't trust herself with, okay, even though she has trust for you, she doesn't trust herself with you because she knows if she's around you, something is going to fucking happen. Oh my God, I think we need to do a show on why her not trusting you is a good thing. I'm going to write that down. Her not trusting you is a good thing. No, her not trust. Hey, no, no. Her, write that shit. That's going to be a show. Her not trusting you is what you want. But I'm going to talk a little bit right now to y'all guys, all right? I mean, I'm going to talk more about it, but we're going to do a show on that. Because what I'm saying to you guys out there is once she brings you in, you don't want that trust to be more trust. You want to throw her off the Tampax or her circle or whatever the fuck she has where she trusts you. She doesn't trust her enough that if I'm with this guy, like, okay, we'll talk more about it on another show, but think about it like this. When she trusts the nice guy, she trusts him because he, I can walk around my underwear and I trust him. Nothing's going to happen. I don't even see him as a sexual, I don't even see him as a mate. I would never suck his dick. You know, she's saying all that stuff, right? But when she lets you in and is flirting, this is the non-trust you want. You want her not to trust herself around you because she knows if she gets around you, something is going to happen. That's the non-trust you want. The trust is, no. I can't go over there today. I can't go over because I know if I go over there, I'm going to end up sleeping with them. Hey, this guy. You don't think they don't talk that way to those guy friends? Well, hey, Roger, can I talk to you for a second? Hey, what's going on? You know, how was your day at work today? Oh, I'm fine, Roger. It was good. But anyway, Roger, I need to ask you a question. Oh, sure. I'm all ears. What's going on? What's wrong? What's up? Well, Roger, I was wondering. I got a friend that, she met this guy. And, he's kind of rigid, rugged. Like an asshole, like a little jerky, just, oh my God, just not like her father would fucking tell her. Oh, well, you need to tell your friend to stay away from him. Well, that wasn't the question. The question was, she asked me that, she's worried about seeing him because she feels like if she goes over there, they're going to have sex. Oh, well, tell her don't do it. Hey, tell her to stay away from those guys. Those guys are no good. Those guys only want one thing, and they're going to hurt you. They don't care about you. They don't care about your feelings. You tell her that. You see what he's doing? And all he's doing is pushing her to even be more curious about what's going to happen. But, gentlemen, do I have one? I don't have one around. But y'all don't – I'll talk more about that. I won't talk about it now because I'm going to use that for – I'm going to talk about that on the show, the next show we do, okay? All right. I'm gonna explain the why in the show. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, all right, y'all got 15 minutes. The record is 135. We got 15 minutes, and we will mark this day December 10th. So the next time I do a show, I'm going to have a history. December 10th was the day the record got broken. It'll be the new record. December 10th, all right? But no, excuse me. So what I'm saying to y'all guys, y'all got 15 more minutes. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that she loses control because of the judgment she has, because the fantasy. Remember this, P.I. I know you asked another question, but just peep this out real quick. Let me break this down real quick for you, just so you understand. Remember I told you the buildup of the judgment is going to start here when she begins to, all right, I kind of not like him, but I think about him. But then when you message her, she's going to get excited. And then number three, she's going to start missing you. Number four, she's going to be thinking about you and kissing you and hugging you. Number five, she's going to fantasize about it. Number six is going to be sexual thoughts. Number seven is going to be waiting and waiting to see you. Number eight, again, this is the buildup. What I'm showing you right now are the buildups to why they don't trust themselves around you, because they're not going to be able to control themselves. And you know how many times they call you and say, hey, I just want to, can I come? Hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Even though she lives in fucking, like I don't know, Beverly Hills, and you live in fucking, I don't know, L.A. County or some shit. And she's just like, I just want to, or you're on Mars, and she's like, she wants to come to fucking the moon or some shit. And she's like, well, I just want to see how you're doing and everything. It's not because of that, brother. All right, you say that men judge themselves like women. I am very critical of how I did my actions and like to review. No. That's two different things. No. Your film room is not a judgment. Your film room is your film room. For a lot of y'all guys listening to me, y'all probably scratch your heads right now. So let me just show you what I'm talking about while I'm discussing, because I know y'all guys are like, what the fuck is he talking about film room? So let me show. God damn it, Steve. You know what? I'm going to label this shit. That's the fuck I'm going to do. I'm going to label this shit. I'm going to label this shit because I want to go to what I want to go to, and I forgot what I labeled it and shit. All right, so what I'm saying is this. All right, so you're doing it wrong. Okay. Your film room at the end of the day is not a judgment. You're just going over the play-by-play. You're going over your bid. You're going over what you said. You're going over what reaction you got. You're going over if you need to clean this up versus clean that up. That's not a judgment. The judgment comes when you see somebody and you say to yourself, I'm not good enough for, or this is the reason why I came, or she is too pretty, and I'm not this, and or she dates these kind of guys. When you are looking in the film room at your every room, your actions, the film room, not the game room, the film room, that's not a judgment, because you're looking over what it is you did for the day. You're not judging that action. You're just going over it and seeing if you can make any necessary changes in what you did today. So when you go out there tomorrow, it'll be a whole different thing. So it's a totally different thing. That's not a judgment right there, okay? Okay? Steve, how to be the best version of yourself? Well, I'm showing you. I this is what this show is about, man. You must learn how to rewrite things. And in order to be able to do that, you have got to get rid of the three judgments. You know the three levels of trust, and now you got to get rid of the three judgments. If you can get rid of these three judgments, you're on your way. You've got to stop judging yourself around women thinking you're not good enough. You've got to stop judging women, and you've got to stop thinking that, you know what, I know what she wants. She wants sex, or I know I can get her over my house. Or the judgment of fitting her narrative of, well, this is what I got to be in order to sleep with her. This is what I got to do in order to get the ass, okay? So that's what I'm saying. So that's how you got to do it. But it's a process. It's something that most people think that they can do overnight. It is a process, because you have got to, again, you have to rewrite your story. But the only way you got to rewrite it is you got to figure out the word or the paragraph to rewrite it with. You've got to believe and trust in that. You've got to sell it and market it to yourself. Then you got to take that shit to your fucking your government. You got to make that a new law. I mean, and because you believe in it so much. Because if you make it into a law and you don't do it, you're lying to yourself. That's why I'm saying that's how deep it is. When you make it into law, you're doing it without question, without doubt, without excuses, and without judgment. And that's the hardest thing. And that's why I'm saying in order to get and bypass what I'm showing you guys, this is why it's important to go around the judgment through behavior by positioning yourself to get the trust. Once you bypass that, the judgment will swing, the pendulum will swing when you're really the real deal. You can't fake this because women are smart enough to see bullshit, gentlemen. They're smart enough, okay? Guys, 29 more minutes, and we will check the likes. I'm not going to look. I know y'all broke the record, but we're going to keep going. And all y'all, I'm just saying, however high y'all go today, that's going to be the set record. Y'all will make the history. Y'all guys will make history. Let me see. Everything I want is outside of your comfort zone. But everything that I want is me. And I'm not outside of I'm not outside of myself. Everything that I want is me, okay? And I don't think you understand what I'm saying. And when I say it, I'm not even, I know it sounds like a joke, but I'm serious. Everything I want is inside of me, man. It's not, it will never, ever be outside of me. Everything, every nook, every cranny, everything that I want will never be outside of me. And that's what I'm trying to get you young guys out there to see why that is. Excuse me, I apologize. Not that one. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find that shit. See, they're right. I'm gonna change the title. Now, everything I want, and this is what I'm saying. Everything I want, what I want to do, okay, is I want to better myself at presenting myself when I'm out there. That's what I want. I everything I want is inside of me by being able to master and mix down my mouthpiece to a point where it is crisp and perfect. It'll never be perfect, but it'll be damn near close to perfect. It is creating my guide in which not only am I going to guide myself on me, but I'm able to guide a woman on how to get with me. I look better for everything I want is trusting my board of directors, my board members. I've got all these people that you have, all these guys sit at the board. All these people are at my board, but I also got to trust that I can lift the weight tomorrow. I got to lift that heavier pound. I got to trust that. What I want is to work on my creativity, my vivid imagination, my sense of adventures. I want to do that. That's it. That's what I want. I want to be able to add a new a level to my culinary school. So when I put that flavor in her eyes and that flavor in her motherfucking ears, that it's going to blow the rocks off and socks off her motherfucking ass mentally. I want to create a more of another section in the library of thoughts that I can just go into. I want to be able to talk to my government and get more laws that make me a better man. I want to be able to perform when it comes time to perform, and that means I've got to do the right sound checks. I want to make sure that my warrior has the weapons to not only defend the castle, but also be able to expand my universe. I want to keep building sexual amusement parks either in my house or with my hands, my tongue, my mouth. I want to do those things. I want to be able to market myself better, market, promote, and sell myself better. I want to be able to have my drug lab. Well, this is my drug lab right here in the corner in the woods in my mind. But I also want to get my synthetic drug right because I want to be better than fucking, I don't know, I mean, like Joker say fentanyl, but I want to be as strong as fentanyl to hook her in, because I want to become a habit and I want to become an addiction. And the only way I can become a habit and an addiction is by wanting these things for myself. So all these things that I keep telling you is not outside of me. These are things that I want for me, because these are the things that's going to keep me judgment-free, because I just don't give a fuck. I go after what I want, just don't care. That's what I'm saying. Gentlemen, four more minutes. Let me keep trying to get that down before we lock in the, okay? Do you believe action? I don't want you to look for the cure of fear, or you're not going to get this right. You've got to stop looking at end results and not having behaviors. See, what people want y'all to think is that you can just snap your fingers and automatically not get rid of fear, and snap your fingers and automatically have confidence. No, you're never going to do it when you give fear a one word answer of, you know what? Having action is going to get rid of you. No, he ain't going anywhere. I told you, he's in a movie theater. He's got one section in your movie theater. He's got one room. He's in room number one. You know when they rip the movie ticket and they tell you what movie your movie's in and what studio? He is in studio number one, and he will always be in studio number one until you decide to move out of studio number one to whatever new studio you want to go into. But please remember, he will still be in there when you don't believe in yourself. So don't just make a generic statement, because that's what your mind wants you to do. Make generic statements. It wants you to think without action. Don't say that action cures fear. What you do is just do the fucking action and don't think about the fear, because you trust the action more than you trust the fear. That's how you defeat it. You can't defeat him that way, man. That's why most of y'all every year are the same, because you make these bullshit ass resolutions and all this other shit, and it just doesn't work out for you. What type of man would you want your students to be? You say you're proud of them. I don't look for these guys to be anything but themselves. I don't know what kind of man they are, because they're the only one of their kind. I just need them to see it. I know what they can be, but they've got to see it. And I don't want to be proud of them. I want them to evolve so they can be proud of themselves, because it's not about me. It's not about what I think, because this is not a space where I'm trying to get y'all to be my minions and shit like that. I want you to think for yourself. That's why I give you tools that you can implement in your life so you can start seeing your results, not my results, but your results, sir. Shout out right here. Thank you. No, Mr. E, 1976. No, don't thank me. Thank you, brother. It's all about you, man. Let me see. Steve, too cold. Any question he got to answer? I plan questions for Steve. It's not that I'm quick. It's that I'm serious. No, I told you. I appreciate the questions and stuff. It's great, great questions. But those are the truthful answers, man. That's the truth, man. When you reel about it, you don't have to think about it, man. You just, the shit just goes off your head, dog. Like 2 plus 2, you don't have to think about 2 plus 2 is 4. P, what are you saying? Wait, let me see what P's saying. P, you're saying, why do I worship women and fear how I relinquish control? Because what you need to do is go to the beginning of this show and watch it from the beginning. That is going to answer your question. The reason why is because of the three judgments you place, brother. And until you defeat those, remember, conquer. I always tell you about conquering, because I did a video on that. Whenever you learn and you're ready to pick up that damn weapon and whip their motherfucking ass and conquer that territory, you're always going to be the same, because you don't believe in yourself. That's why you're having the problem. DMV, the DMV in the house from the DMV, so you know I got to answer this shit. She told me she can't trust herself in my presence anymore. She says she stays away because I don't want a relationship. I said, it's your choice. I won't reach out anymore. She said, no, okay. DMV, this is what I'm saying. DMV, let me peep game, brother. Hold on. Let me see if I'm gonna end it out with you real quick. Let me see if I can get you right there. All right. Here we go. Peep game. So peep game. I get this shit. Since I've been young, I've been getting what I'm about to tell you. Remember this one thing, my brother. DMV, remember this. Let me show you. I got you, DMV. Let me show you. You're from the DMV. I got to look out for my dogs in the DMV, Maryland, D.C., Virginia. Let me find that for you, my brother. All right. Let me see. Where the fuck up? All right, so I'm going to kick my own ass for not getting this shit straight. All right, let me show you, D.C. All right, let me pull that up. I know. Watch, it's going to be on the chest. Motherfucker. All right, let me show you, D.C., what I'm talking about. This is very crucial that you must overstand. Don't understand it. Overstand it, okay? This is very important. What I want you to do in all of this is remember your fixed four. Top left-hand corner, fixed four. This is why it's fixed. Because I don't want to talk to anybody that's a waste of my motherfucking time. I left you, leave her a candle in the window. The next time you want to fuck, get at me. But if you're calling to check up on me, miss me with that fucking shit. I'm not that guy. I don't want to hear that shit. Miss me with that. If you're checking up on me, don't worry. You don't have to check up on me because I'm good. I'm a fucking man. I'm always good. But don't waste my fucking time. And this is how you got checked there. Don't fucking call me because you know you want to fuck and you know you want to be with me. But you know what the situation is. You know what the rules are. And you choose not to break them. And I respect that. But don't bother me. I'm leaving you the fuck alone. I'm not going to bother you. So when you call me up, I want to hear you. Don't fucking call me unless you're calling me to say, you know what? You're right. I'm ready to bend the knee. I'm ready to fuck. I understand the situation. I'm cool. Other than that, don't waste my motherfucking time. Remember, your time has got to be a fixed four, my brother, okay? A fixed four. So you got to get in her ass, tell her to leave you the fuck alone, dog. Like stop harassing me. You know how people always laugh at, they laughed at Noah and his ark if that shit was real. But people laughing at your dreams that good. Why are you telling people your dream? Leave your business. Man, keep your business off the fucking streets. Don't tell nobody your fucking moves and your dreams, man. Don't do that shit. Do not do that. We had to end. Hold on, let me see here. My dog, Unique. I'm at dating app Hinge, and it's an option where you record an audio profile. Unique. Ladies, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Unique. And the reason why I'm here is because I'm looking for somebody. What I would love for you to do is reach out and say hello. If your picture, what I'm looking for is a photo that will catch my curiosity and a profile that will get my attention. Because what I'm looking for is a woman that I can get to know in an intimate way, because even though I may be sexually attracted to you, and I don't mean you, but that person, that doesn't mean I want to have sex. That means that I want to get to know a character. So you just still stick with your four. But yeah, or don't remember it, Unique. Started with I'm not him. But make it fun, make it playful and all this other stuff. But I'm directing them on what I'm telling them. Your photo has got you. Hey, send me a hello. Your photo's got to reach my curiosity. And you know what? Your profile will get my attention. We can go for there. So, hey, we got you. I got you, Unique, man. You're great. You're good people, man. All right. So, last thing I'm going to say, oh, God, because we got to get to the drum roll of the, all right, freelance, we'll stop at 143. All right, so, guys, 143 is going to be the record, and I will mark that down, and on the next show I have, not the Real Game No Theory show, but when I do my show, I will post the record, and we will have the record up. I will write it down, and we'll post it. Life can change into a split second. No, man, you're too busy with all these analogies and fucking feel-good memes and shit. Man, just be you, dude. Be you. Be you, brother. Just be you. All right, there we go. We stopping it right there. Okay, so Real Game No Theory tomorrow at noon East. All right, we're at one. We got 146. I'm writing it down right now. Now that I wrote it down, it's locked in. We got 146. So what we will do next time we do a show in the top corner right here, I'm gonna have a history. It's gonna say history, and it's gonna say one. Wait, the record. Y'all set the record. The record is gonna be set right here. All right, motherfucker, that's it. 147. I can't go no more. 147. So we're going to do the record. Okay? But hey, guys, but before we even talk about records, we got to talk about something that's more important than your 147 and you breaking the record, which I am totally proud of you motherfuckers. Guys, always remember this before we go. Always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there has one thing in common, had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Guys, live every day like it is your last, okay? Just want to let you guys know that. For everybody else, I want to say thank you very much. And, guys, if you have the opportunity or if you can, go ahead and share this, like, subscribe, and so y'all get the notifications when we get new things and all that other stuff. But what I want to do, because you guys, all of you guys on this show, each and every one of you, you, my friends, are a part of history. So I don't know. I didn't think y'all were going to break the record today, so I don't have anything to pop up to congratulate you. I'm trying to see if I got something. I don't have anything to congratulate you guys, but you guys broke the record, and we will mark it down for the 1210. All you guys, 1210, all you guys in there, all the guys in the 1210 show got to 147 likes. And, man, y'all are the history holders. Y'all hold the record, okay? What do you mean by the graveyard? Last question. All right, 149. Guys, God damn it. What do you mean by the graveyard? What do you think? Exactly what I mean. Everybody that is in the graveyard thought they had tomorrow coming to them. So what I'm saying to you is, if you keep putting shit off or you think tomorrow is guaranteed to you, then you're truly mistaken. Nothing is guaranteed, especially life. So you must live every day like it is your last, because I'm not wishing bad on you. But if I were to die tomorrow, I don't want you to mourn me. I lived. I'm fucking great. Don't mourn me. Just let the motherfucker live. I'm good, because I'm gonna get cremated, and I'm going to find a rocket to shoot my ass into space and let them throw me fucking towards Jupiter. I don't know where the fuck I'm going, but I'm not going to be buried here. I'm going out there, because I know there's more out there, and there's something out there that might bring my ass back. So that's where I want to go. I don't want to be buried here, but I'm just saying that. That's what's important. That's why I'm saying, okay? All right. So, I hope all y'all guys are good. Freelance, we're at 150 or 149. Where we at, Freelance? I can't see. Freelance, where we at? Freelance is the timekeeper. Where we at, Freelance? So I got to like mark this last thing down before we end it. Where we at, Freelance? Give me my number. What's my number? I'm waiting. Freelance, give me my number. What's my number? All right, 150, 12, 10, 21. All right, that will be in the next thing I have. We're going to post that, 150. God damn it, 151. Someone just became a little asshole. Y'all just making it hard for yourselves. All right, 151, we'll stop it right there. Gentlemen, thank you very much. I will lock it in. 151 is the lock-in, guys. Hey, man, I appreciate you, and we will see you later. 151, the record was broken today by you guys. Let's see if you can break that bitch. The next time we talk, and I think we'll probably do something Sunday night.